And I'm here to do some more.
Just checking the volume on the phone.
Their phone.
Sensory in response.
I acify this.
What up, juggalos? What up, juggalos?
All right.
Oh, boy, you woke up thumbs up.
Yeah, that's the
thing. I'm sorry.
Dead idea.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a machine gun.
No!
That's the action
going on in here.
Never surrender!
Sit down and shut.
That's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Let me preface this.
I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What?
I saw at least 4 feet of it.
Wow.
That can happen. Local disc jockey is in hot water to see for this evening.
No mistake that he was tasing me much into it.
Going bathroom in their driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Poo problem.
Shut up, all the pair.
He had like
a... There's a punch! Punch.
He's a fighter. He's a lover.
Was she holding a midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't get... They ain't cold.
I'll be untouched.
Siegel often draws his expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Surely enough to get a game.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie right
at the line when he started laughing at the caller with a colostomy bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm still not sure what happened.
When you go to work.
Art.
Fun.
I'm not incompetent. You're
incompetent.
You
don't
talk.
Oh, damn!
Where can I get some marijuana?
Excuse me?
Lick my butt.
I'm about as politically correct as you heard in a punch bowl.
That weird little chewy guy.
The first point of the month?
No. The bad.
Is this evil? Okay, then. How you doing? Chugamaloo, hey, habaloo, come in. Goodbye to Texas University, Texas. Good urge and why, Lord. Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. Mm-hmm. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you, Lord. That is so weird. It sounds like hell. Oh, out to Texas University, honey. Now for that chicken with a bone. Chicken digga do, just go, hick it up, hugger do. What? No.
Hey,
the morning phone number for everything. 866 to Elliot. 12-6-235-5468. Hello.
Hey, how are we today?
Good.
Guessing you probably didn't watch the big award show last night.
No, I didn't.
The thing.
Was it on television?
Yes, of course it was on television, Diane. That's NBC Sportsnet. Unless you were watching the, this was busy, but the red carpet arrivals and everything, that was on the NHL Network.
I mean, I saw pictures of it.
And then, oh, did you really? Oh, well, I saw
posted some stuff about Ovi.
They had like a whole film crew and everything. The award show blow. And you know what?
Why?
Oh, it's horrible. It's so bad. And I feel horrible saying that. But man, is it bad. And you know who? And haven't we had the conversation about Rob Riggle before?
Yeah.
Yeah, where, good guy, very good guy, and when he's hysterical. He's got a host thing. Oh,
man. They hadn't passed.
Jay Moore.
Yeah.
Bad.
So they just can't get anybody good there.
Rob Riggle, horrible. Oh, I don't know. Oh, and then every so often they'll pull out, like, Alan Thicke. The
Canadian.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Friends with Gretzky.
They did. Oh. Yeah. Oh, very good friends.
Babysat Robin.
Exactly. I believe that was the day of the trade he was babysitting Robin Thicke. They did bring out one major celeb give out an award.
Major?
Daughtry?
Yeah, no, but he did perform.
I know he did.
Wow.
Oh, boy, that was not strong. Although, I'll tell you that.
Was he the list?
Yeah, in terms of a performer, yes. The major star they an award.
Yeah?
Matthew Modine.
Wow.
So bad, Diane. And it kills me to really... It breaks my heart.
Is he promoting?
Matthew Modine?
He was just in my most recent Us Weekly. He got the 25 things you don't know about.
Oh, then maybe he is
like,
doing
yeah.
that. And he said that he was... I remember who it was, but some hockey player. And when the player walked out there, I was like, boy, they don't really seem that friendly. I'm like, boys like buds. You know who the... The highlight of the, well, there were a couple of highlights of the night.
Okay.
Number one was, Yuri Hudler.
Yeah,
who
Do
he
what?
Is. You have no idea. Okay. No, you shouldn't. He plays for the, Calgary Flames, but he was great when he gave his acceptance speech. And then there was like a real emotional part of the show. Yuri Hudler, he was very, very funny during his speech, but he also didn't have what that bit was, but he was missing his shoes. But they did a great piece on the, on this one kid from Ottawa, and never heard of in my life. And I guess the newspaper in Ottawa did a story on him. Young kid, real young. I don't know, maybe like 10, somewhere around there. He's got... Have you ever heard of that? I don't know. They never referred to it as EB. I feel like it's one of those, like... Like, remember when every so often they'll have, like, rare diseases? I've never heard of it before. Apparently, the newspaper in Ottawa did on him, and the Ottawa Senators got involved, and so they had him out there last night. Sidney Crosby bought him a suit. Like, the story, but the condition is...
Epidermolysis bullosa? Does that sound correct?
Okay.
A disease you've never heard of.
It is horrific. Of
one
friction.
In, like, 20,000 kids, and it looks like it's like a burning on your skin.
Any kind on your body... And your skin kind of just melts away.
Oh, no.
This poor little kid, and he is. I mean, he's a young dude. And I think they said most people will only live who have it. He's convinced God bless him. But he's got to be wrapped up in gauze all the time because his skin is just kind of melt. And so, like, he has to shower. They have to put him in the, like gauze wrapped around him. And then he's got to take that off. But he kind of did this whole expose on what it's like to have, and that story was the highlight of the award show. But I had never heard of it before. The kid was great. They brought him out there, and well, first they did a whole piece on him, and then they brought him out there. Just came out there with him. It was really, really nice. Like, that part was awesome. Like, he got a big standing ovation from everybody. I had never heard of that. Was a highlight, not in a like fun festive way,
yeah.
But in a learning something way. And then the Carey Price cleaned up. Boy, he doesn't really like to talk.
What do you mean, like, he's not very good at it? He's just a quiet guy.
Oh, very quiet guy. Very quiet. Although people who, like Halpern played with him. Halpern says he's great when he's just nice. But just out there on his, very quiet. I mean, you really, boy.
Is that Modine right there?
No, that?
Yeah.
That's Yuri Hudler. Huh? He's got no shoes on, Diane. No, he was very, very funny. So, no, it was kind of a letdown. I was a little bummed out.
David Alan Greer is the kid's godfather.
The
25.
Oh, David Alan Greer's got a new TV show coming out. It looks hysterical. Or is it all... No. Doesn't David have a new TV show coming? think he does. I want to say I saw
the show's on tonight.
Is it really?
That's tonight.
The bomb show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get the two of them confused.
Well, a little bit. Well, they're both comedians. I could see where that would happen. All right, so you get Papa tonight. What'd you know if you didn't watch the award show?
Changing beds.
I'm sorry?
Changing.
You're getting a new bed?
No. Like,
oh, you flipped your mat?
Everything. Stripping beds. Cat threw up on two beds.
Oh, damn. I was hoping bed bugs.
Gigantic pain in the ass. 3 hours to dry a comforter.
I don't know that I've ever washed a comforter.
Try it. You should.
Good. No, I don't even know how you would do that. I've never
in
washed
the wash
a
machine?
Never washed a comforter. I've had to help Jackie get it, like, in
its...
What does it feel like? A lot of dog dander will get up on there. It's almost like it snows if you just kind of... I'm sure Jackie has done it at some point, like on a day off.
Yeah.
Where she's there whole night.
It takes 3 hours to dry one.
Is this the new one?
No, it's not new. It's not new.
Comforter, for Diane the cat.
One, Larry. He's 15. I think it's hairball. Because in the midst of the chunks of food... I could see, like, cat hair. Disgusting. Two beds.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't feel like I really missed anything from last night. Pretty quiet. After that, I flipped over, watched a little baseball, and that was it. Did you end up doing anything? Wasn't it?
I finally watched it from Sunday.
Oh, was it good?
Because remember, I got that free preview for the summer.
Oh, that for all summer? Like 6 months?
The end of... No, not 6 months.
I thought it was 6 months. December. Was it good? Why has everybody never seen it?
Well, you're comparing episode... to an entire season. Perfect. So I think people maybe thought it was slow because there are four main characters and it's kind of hard to buy Vince Vaughn.
I was
going
to say,
who famous is
in it? It's Vince Vaughn and who's the other dude? Yeah. Who's the other big dude?
Well,
like the stars of the thing.
Yeah, Rachel McAdams is in it.
All right, that's not who I was thinking of. Oh. That's who I was thinking
and
of. Colin Farrell was who I was thinking of. But I was reading somewhere it got crapped on in a big way.
Yeah, I mean, it
wasn't as good as Monday Night's Bachelorette.
Watch it.
I'll watch it today. I'll watch it today. today I'll watch it. Although we did find a good nugget yesterday.
Oh yeah.
About you know Ali Fedotowsky? I love her. I love some on there. She said Diane is Caitlyn. I feel like we filled you in on this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Caitlyn. And by the way, don't roll your eyes. On Monday night. No. But the girl had on like went into the room and. And remember, there was all the slut shaming and everything going on.
Yeah.
So the Ali Fedotowsky, who's gorgeous, she said, "What was the number? Nine people on the show have had sex." Said, "Dude, was it a dude or a chick who was either Bachelorette slept with the course of the season?"
Whoa.
Dude, that's awesome. That's a home run. What do you want that show to be?
Real life, man.
Yeah.
Maybe they should. Now that what's her name is. Maybe
you think
the
we're
going to
see
well.
More sex? You think we're going to see more sex?
Well, the fantasy suites.
Yeah, no. But that's always been very ambiguous. But
watch, she was definitely upset at her decision to have sex.
Why was she upset?
Because she knows that she has so many other boyfriends that are going to be themselves. You'll see sex again.
Damn
implied
it.
Or, on camera.
On
camera. The suites.
Fantasy suites. Yeah. Then what?
If you choose to forego your individual room. Yes.
All right, so let me do this. We can get through today. It's going to be very, very busy. It's a break. We'll come back. We'll lay every course.
Elliot in the Morning wants you to meet Imagine Dragons. Listen to EITM all week. Win your tickets to the show. And head backstage to meet Imagine Dragons. See the band. Meet the band. Get all the details at facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning. It's on Facebook. Interact on /XL102.
In traffic center. Watch for collision now. Move to the right shoulder of 95 southbound. It's between Atlee Elmont and 295. Nothing on 294. Clear of any concern on the downtown expressway. No collision, stalled vehicles, or delays on the side roads. From News Radio W.
This report is brought to you by the Minute Transportation Station.
EDOT asks that you be alert for construction crews this weekend on the I-6 Taco Valley. Call 511 or use the VDOT 511 app for the latest.
Welcome to AT&T. Hi, can you tell us?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. Value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of...
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introduce AT&T for data. All mobile share value plans network with the nation's strongest LTE. Mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and never drive.
It can wait now and get a free Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 8.0 when you buy a new Samsung Galaxy S6 Active for zero down.
Limited time offer requires well-fitted smartphone via AT&T Next tablet with two-year upon both early termination and other fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Rollover data on mobile share value plans expires and is used after monthly plan data. Visit a store for details. Signal strength claim based only on average 4G average GSP traditional carriers.
It's the hot deal event only at Rick Hendrick's GM in Richmond. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicle loaner vehicles in Virginia. It's a quarter mile past Short Putt Mall on West Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and free owned vehicles to choose from. Right now, get up in Grandas and Sierras, up to Equinox and Terrain, $5,000 off all Malibus. Get 0% financing, plus $2,000 off all 2015 Camaros. Up to $6,000 off Acadias. Up to 10 new Enclaves. Heat up your wallet with hard cash. Find new roads online at HendrickRichmond.com. That's HendrickRichmond.com. At Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC, too. Can be a Hendrick.
All discounts based on MSRP. Dealer retains all in money down and 1388% with approved credit.
For you, it's kind of day. For your car battery, it's a struggle in the scorching heat kind of day. So stop by AutoZone today for a free check and make sure it's up to the task. At the very least, it'll give your... While we take care of the AC...
Start planning early for your 4th of July with big savings at Lowe's. Now get 5 bags of premium color mulch for just $10. Plus, choose from 3 Spectracide Triazicide for $5.88 each. Hurry in for great savings. Lowe's, never stop improving. Mulch offer valid 6/24 vacation. Insect killer offer valid 6/24 through 7/1 on items 200-961-47 and 201143. While supplies last, see store Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Everyone. Grocery insurance. Adventure insurance. Insurance, freedom insurance. At Safe Auto, we call it car insurance. You have a car because you have a life. So, we'll help you stay safe with the right car insurance for the right price. 24/7. Because what drives us, it's up to you. Safe Auto. Call. Enjoy the road ahead.
You get 0% financing on 2015 Optima. No payments for 3 months. And off. Only at Pearson Kia. During their summer's 0% financing is big. This month is bigger savings. And 100 gallons of gas is big gas savings. So stop by summer ever. Pearson Kia. 8301 West Broad Street. Or Pearson Kia. Kia. Credit approval. Gas offer valued at $250. All new car purchases meet eligibility requirements. July 6th, 2015.
Introduce the winners. Buy any 10 wings and get 10 boneless. So it's really BTGT. But that doesn't have the same ring as BOGO. All you need to know is boneless wings when you buy any 10 wings Monday 16th at Hooters.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
FLU with another Big Field Day artist.
Backstage at Big Field Day RIR, joined by Robert DeLonge. My whole day is better seeing you sing the glasses you have on. E.T. inspired.
I always think of him as like Elton John meets some
more. At Big Field Day. Elliot in the morning.
Well, I was born, in high school, thank the Lord that they survived. Got my first taste for 45. And since that kiss, I rocked all day and partied every night. We still argue about who's down on Billy Joel. We still wonder if Kurt really wrote the soft song in whole. No, we'll never stop in the journey of our la-la. You help me pour some sugar on these memories tonight. Sing it. Guitar. Nothing to set you today, guitar. Grunge was everything, at least it was to me. All in my Chevy Sprint, a dream. We still argue about who's better, Motley Crue or G&R. We still
oh, you didn't have the fun Rob Rick version. Damn it. Do me a favor and remind me next year. But me and you,
okay.
It does, and it kills me to say that. Awkward. They had P.K. Subban and Newman in the Kia Lounge.
For what?
Say again.
Was he responding?
Oh, no. He was telling everybody that everything was going to be on Periscope. Oh. That was really it.
All right.
Yeah. That was very awkward. Very awkward. All right. Listen. We got a lot of stuff. We got some good. There are two days that I am so obsessed with from yesterday. Oh, my God. Are they going to be? Actually, you know what? I'm going to ratchet that up. Three that I'm obsessed with from you that I can't wait to get into. A ton of stuff that we got to get through. Also, I will have more tickets for you. I will see Dragons when you win those tickets and get passes to go backstage and meet Imagine Dragons. So we'll do that. Also, that means second row for WWE Monday night. And then Diane's here today. We'll give you tickets that we've been giving away since Tuesday when they announced the Music Heals Benefit Concert. With Roger Waters, Tom Morella, Billy Corgan. That as well. It's going to be very, very busy today. Diane! Yeah. Let's do some news, please.
For Confederate boot from the grounds of the Alabama State Capitol yesterday, lowered at the order of the Governor Robert Bent. His words, the right thing to do. Debate, rather, of the display of Confederate symbols of certainly ramped up in the last since the nine parishioners in Charleston, South Carolina. By the way, yesterday evening, they had 100 people that showed up last night. Also yesterday, the body of State Lyon State for 4 hours.
Yeah, I saw pictures of that.
Among the victims of the murder there in the House of Representatives voted to of the Confederate flag there. And since no final decision had been made, they put up a black partition that you could clearly see out. So that was obscured from view. Days viewing at the State House there in South Carolina. The officer was arrested in connection with the escape of those two convicted murderers, was hit with promoting prison contraband and tampering with evidence and official misconduct, which is a misdemeanor.
His lawyer says it was a one-time accidental, not knowing incident.
You need water.
I got chicken in the tube again.
Again?
Hey, Kaylee, will you do me a favor, actually? Will you bring me one of those, the pills, the cold and sinus
in your throat?
Like what?
Like dry.
It's getting worse. It's the worst it's been.
Like, yeah, I don't know what it is.
We're bad. You got a little bit more sliding.
Yeah, noticing that. I have no idea what's causing it. It's chicken in the tube. Pardon me. His lawyer said that was a one-time thing. In that he didn't do it knowingly. Now, that doesn't explain how he was accessed to all the pipes.
Yeah.
Doesn't explain that. Also, was he hooking up with what's her name? Tilly?
She slept that one dude 100 times.
She got me crap. That woman's got to be sore.
Do you have something to drink?
Coffee.
Okay.
Why? You can take pills with coffee. There's no rule against that.
It's
what
better.
Does it matter? What? How is that better?
Than coffee? To take a pill?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're not supposed to take caffeine with those things.
You can, but this is all caffeine.
Oh.
Why should I have a pill with coffee? There's nothing bad.
I drink plenty of water.
Give me your water bottle. And coffee it is, Diane.
He'll spray it like a biker. A cyclist.
I'm sure you're not going to put your mouth on here.
Not a biker.
Isn't there some speculation was sleeping with Palmer or at least hooking him up down south?
I admit that.
Oh, 100% going to come out.
He banged everybody.
There was a lot of correction officers who had a little wet wick.
A little Tilly.
Yeah. That Tilly
maybe husband's going to move forward with the divorce.
Still tell you, did not cheat on him at all. That he's very disappointed that she would try to help these guys who in turn were going to kill him.
Right.
But when Tilly.
D.C. area police investigating after not one but two bodies were yesterday. So we heard of the first one that was found yesterday morning about 6:30 by near the Jefferson Memorial.
Right. That was down by.
And then about 12:30 pulled rather from the Potomac. Over near the Kennedy Center, so they were investigating on Monday in Georgetown too.
Really?
Yeah. So like three bodies found in water around here.
By the way, you know where? I mean, I guess maybe although they're looking at something. There's a town in Ohio that is I don't know on a lake or there's a lake I know there's a lake in the town, but I don't know. I've never heard of the town. It's but they think that they may be dealing with a serial killer. Now, don't confuse this. The last serial killer that came about, which there hasn't been any. Remember, they were trying to track a potential serial killer in Colorado, who was like shooting people from the overpass.
Right.
Got very, very quiet, which is good. So don't confuse serial killer that they think they may have is in Ohio and lake in the town, and I guess have washed up on the. Kind of the shores or the banks. I don't know what you would call it of this. Very, very similar. So they don't know if it's like women who were working as If they were women who were, you know, kind of fell into, you know, kind of a bad life with drugs. But they think that in this town, but I should have pulled the story out. I wish I could remember the town. It's got a weird name. It's not like Columbus or Cincinnati. Small town. Serial killer working there with six women washing up out of the out of this lake.
Is it like the valley?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Is it Chillicothe?
Yeah, no, sounds right. It's definitely Chill of something.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Chillicothe? I don't know. I'll go with it. But that's a small town.
Yeah.
It's a small area. It's not, by the way, if you lived in, I'm just trying, which is on a lake, if you came and wash up there, you would still think, wow, that's a lot. But it's Cleveland, and you would go, there's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like three different, being found in D.C., that's still like, you go, whoa, that's a lot. But could you imagine six like that?
It's scary.
So, yeah, police are, I don't want to zeroing in on the idea. It's a serial killer who's killing these women and throwing them in the water.
Bobby Chris, hospice care, it sounds may be preparing for the inevitable. They said despite the great medical care, numerous facility has continued to deteriorate. She is in God's hands now.
Yeah, so that's kind of it, right?
And then her conservator filing a $10 million against the man believed to be her husband, Nick Gordon, saying that he abused and stole and caused the injuries. Her death, they also say he basically went from being her adopted brother to her boyfriend to get his hands.
Didn't he also, like, now that slipped into the coma? Hasn't he, like, tried to pull tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars out of her bank account? Yeah. That does not look good.
Parent company of Martin's Food Mart, Lion, planning to merge next year. Royal Ahold NV, retailer that operates...
I'm sorry, the name of their company is Royal Ahold NV.
Ahold.
Much different. Really stress that D at the end of their name.
Martin's and Stop and Shop going to combine with Del Hayes Group that owns Food Lion, become Ahold and have more than 6,500 stores. Those in the know say they would expect that Martin's would stay Martin's, Food Lion still, but they're a whole parent company, a new one.
And what's the name of that big German grocer? Lidl? Lidl. Am I saying that right? Yeah. Lidl, which
we learned a lot about that yesterday.
Yeah, they're massive. So Kaylee was filling me in yesterday. The people chose.
Yeah.
They're German. And then who's the other one? Aldi.
Yeah.
That's why I'm yelling. Aldi. This is a microphone, Elliot. It'll pick you up. They're also German. And now you've got...
but isn't it... It's a... They're A-hold.
No, Diane, A-hold.
Aldi.
No, she's calling you.
No, but it's a brother from each family that owns
yes, Aldi and Trader Joe's are brothers. One went high-end, one went... Not, I mean, Aldi's not low-end. Not as high-end as Trader Joe's. So those are massive. I had no idea that every Germans.
Did
I had
know.
No idea. But apparently this Lidl, Lidl? Corey Lidl. Is coming to the Germany, and they are 100 stores immediately. Like they're hit with a big splash.
Yeah, we're getting an Aldi here shortly. I'm excited for that.
I've never been in one.
You've never been in
one? No. Well, no, it's I've never stepped foot in one.
But it's basically so. I guess they just take labels off, like slap Trader Joe's
right
on
the
there.
Other. Yeah, sure.
Parents and kids settling in Pixar movie the other day. That's Inside Out, the one that just opened up this past weekend. But apparently, somebody in the projection room had made a horrible mistake. Instead of sitting down with cute cartoon characters of children that were being tied up and inadvertently played Insidious Chapter 3 instead of Inside Out.
Honest mistake.
Very, very sorry for that mistake. That happened.
That's an honest mistake. Insidious would make that mistake.
Somebody. Oh, she was tired.
I mean, you're running all those, you're busy up and in there.
Sources saying that Tom Brady and the Patriots shouldn't expect a ruling on the deflate gates probably mid-July. Briefs are due out next week. And then Roger Goodell needs more time to review and make his final ruling. Jim Haslett, the former St. Louis Redskins defensive coordinator, has got himself a new job named as team consultant for Penn State. He'll work with offensive defense coaches and he'll be a sounding board for the entire staff overall. NHL going to relate later on this morning. We do know that the Capitals' first game of the season will be home against the Devils on a Saturday night, October 7th.
Yeah, I think the first game of the season is Chicago and the Rangers. Schedule comes up. Maybe tomorrow we could game. We'll go through the...
Let's do that tomorrow.
The entire schedule for every team.
Maybe Saturday.
So we'll... you know what? That's not bad. We'll come in and do that. You know what? Tomorrow, we won't do the. We'll come in on Saturday as we'll break down.
Baseball, Ian Desmond with a sacrifice fly in the 11th inning to drive in Bryce Harper to give the Nationals a 2-1 win. They'll win the Braves this afternoon at Nats Park. Orioles got out to a 1-0 lead against Boston, and Sox came back with 5 runs, and the Red Sox won the game 5-1. O's and Red Series this afternoon at Fenway. A draft taking place from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, or at least 4 o'clock is when the ESPN coverage
start. I was going to say, first pick won't be until primetime, so yeah, all these will start this afternoon.
Timberwolves have with the Lakers, Sixers, and Knicks. Pick expected to be Karl-Anthony Towns out of Kentucky.
Hey, is anybody coming out of Georgetown in the that'll get drafted?
No.
And they right?
Correct.
Yeah, so nobody coming out of your school is going to go in the first two?
No.
Okay.
Virginia Cavaliers winning the College World Series.
You know what? Good.
2 victory over Vanderbilt last night in Game 3.
Did you see their pile at the end of the game?
No.
Their celebration? Fucking awesome. So it's great. One dude looks like he's jumping off the top of a building. I don't know how he didn't end up crushing people, but their post-game celebration and their pub was awesome. It was
big welcome back celebration set for 6 as UVA returns to Davenport Field in Charlottesville. And congratulations to Casey Kane. Going to be a new dad before this is over, saying that his girlfriend Sam is pregnant with their first child due to give birth to a baby boy on October the 10th. News and sports.
Zone 102.
Are you ready to shift your car shopping into high gear? Come along for the ride during the sales event at Colonial Honda in Chester. Take to the road in a new 015 Accord sedan with satellite radio backup camera and a 36-month lease payment to fix his budget. Just $189 a month, $99 due at signing. Colonial Honda has over 150 new Accords and Civics ready to hit the highways, and you can buy any new 015 Civic at Colonial with financing for 48 months. Clear with a worthwhile difference, giving you 1,000-mile limited powertrain every new Honda purchase. So shift into summer now at mycolonialhonda.com. Then take I-95 to Colonial Honda.
Excuse tax, zero security, $1 processing, 0% 83 months in the dealer buyout rate. All have red proof, guest super preferred credit, and 7615.
Now, back to LA on XL102.
Lost my life, I has to fight. Bad trips like that. Never it. I'm fucked up, homie. You got us, then we gon' be alright.
To Elliot, 866-235-5468. First time winners, call me Dollar Giant gift card for it. So call me right now. First time winners, we'll get you set up with it. To Elliot, 866-235-5466.
Attack somebody for playing soccer. How the cat is boring to bring to. You're offside, Tyler. No, the monkey bars are offside.
Sweetheart, the wrong goal.
Little toilet, that's your goal.
No, you gotta stand up if you play, babe.
No, Tyler. Really, Tyler?
Elliot.
For collision, it's on the right shoulder of 95 southbound between Atlee Elmont and 295, number 64. Chipping it, an expressway running with no delays and no collision, stalled vehicles, any problems on the side roads. From I'm Kevin Casey.
Best thing to new? Certified used from McGeorge Toyota. Right now, we're on one of the Central Atlantic's largest certified pre-owned vehicles, including 2014 Toyota Corolla LEs starting at just $14,495 and 2014 LEs starting at just $5,603. That's two like-new vehicles for under $16,000. You just add tax $195 processing plus special 2.99% APR approved credit through TFS. And every vehicle is backed by the McGeorge Certified Vehicle Promise, which gives you state inspections for life, 1 year of free oil changes, and just month pre-owned guarantee. So if your own vehicle you can trust, hurry into the McGeorge Certified Sales Center at 77055 GeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota, with over 100,000 happy customers, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends June 30th.
Listen up, Richmond. Bon Secours and the WAT are pushing for healthier commute June 27th. Their challenge is to get off the couch, out the fit, and sack men's health issues. But it's not just for kids. We will be in an afternoon of football, fitness, and fun. That means mom and the kids. There'll be food and refreshments. Free test your skills in our NFL. At the end of the day, we'll have a drawing for some game-changing prizes. Need a lotion? Then how about the chance to win Redskins player?
and some team cheerleaders.
Yeah, we knew that, Graf. Miss it. Check Your Health Day is June 27th. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Bon Secour Washington Redskins Train Your Health. Before you wreck your health. To learn more, visit realmensseethedoctor.com.
Summer's in full swing. Summer beers from Virginia's favorite craft brewers are on tap. Sidefield's Scenic Patios. The kitchen is open 1 a.m. Spend the summer at Capitol Ale House, downtown Innsbruck in Midlothian. More at CapitolAleHouse.com.
Fletcher, can I be honest that I've already started, like, going to Liberty stores and pools?
You're not on the show. You don't have
to. On the show.
Oh, you're involved. I'm watching and I'm obsessed with it, so I feel like we're both contestants.
Well, we're talking about Alone. It premiered last week on History, and they have crazy wilderness experts trying to make it on an island.
Yeah, they hunt for their own food. They've got to make sure that they're not getting eaten by whatever's on the island. They've got woods. There's so many elk.
And you really feel like you're a part of it. Screaming at the TV like you're watching the game because it's first person. They're filming it all themselves.
And without Twitter.
But it is, of course, a contest going to make it.
Tonight at 10, 9 central, only on History. Catch up with last week's episode on...
The July savings are starting early at Lowe's. Now get $10 off our best interior one and up to $25 off all deck accessories. Plus get a Harbor Breeze classic ceiling fan, now only $39.98. Savings. Lowe's. Never stop improving. Paint offer valid 6/24 through 7/1 on fluid ounce paint and 114 to 384 fluid ounce resurfacers. While supplies last. Paint offer valid 6/24 through 7/1 on items 772858. See store or lowesstores.com for details and exclusions.
Richmond's show, Elliot in the morning. The morning, Cell 102.
I've been lost in this maze, losing friends, losing faith, losing bank accounts. Afraid one day you'll find me. Asleep buzz. I watch my mother cry. Father time is catching up. I keep the phone by my side. Up to catch the next. In time to say goodbye. But some fall asleep in life to the TV light. And it sinks. Oh, one day, the day the sun will break the room.
I need you, please. 866-235-5468. You know what? Let me go to line 7. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot. This is Mark.
Mike, how are you, sir?
Hey, how about you?
Oh, dude, I'm doing fantastic mood today. Great mood. What'd you do?
Well, you're going to put me in a great mood today, too.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, I'm going to give you a $50 giant.
That is awesome.
Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that. That's $50 you didn't have before you called me.
That's right. Real relevant, since you talked about.
Well, you know what? Everything ties together. I was ahead of that with the gift card giveaways. I knew that was coming. I like to think of it as a little insider trading. Mike, what did you tonight? Anything of note?
I'm Jim, and then I was talking to a friend of mine, and I told them what I learned from you yesterday.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. If it was a woman, he's into Klitschko.
You know, I did not go that direction, but I stayed in the same ballpark because I talked about splashdown balls.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. We both. Okay.
All right, excellent. You know, I'm glad you say that, because a lot of times we don't get credit with being as educational as we are. A lot of time it's just like, oh, they're stupid and juvenile. No. Very educational.
Very medical. Learn a whole lot from you. Love the show.
Thank you. That's very kind of you. Hold tight 1 second. Like I said, Kaylee will get some info from you. You got yourself $50 and a gift. Second for me, all right, man?
Hey, Elliot, you're the best.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you, dude. Hold on 1 second. Elliot in the morning.
Hey, it's Jared.
Jared, how are you, sir?
Not too bad, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. What'd you?
I was out flying a Blackhawk around Richmond.
I'm sorry.
I'm a pilot for the Virginia Army National Guard, so I was out flying a Blackhawk around.
Dude, is that?
It's a pretty good part-time job, I'm not going to lie, but I'm just in, so...
Oh, my God. Was this training stuff?
Yeah. It was a training flight.
I believe I saw fly over in Marine One yesterday on my way home. Isn't it always, if the president's flying, that there's three helicopters in the procession?
A couple aircraft.
I'm looking for that yesterday. Hey, can I ask you something? There's so many stories that I'm obsessed with that came out yesterday or I saw yesterday. And tell me if this doesn't sound like the world, okay? There's Matt and Jessica, 2 years old. How old are you, dude?
I'm 32.
Oh, sweet God! Everybody right now is 32. So Matt and Jessica, they're 32 years old. They are from Grand Rapids, Michigan. But that's neither here nor there. Grand Rapids, Michigan. Anyway, a couple of years ago, decide that they are going to sell everything they own. So. Like, obviously, like, decent stuff you're going to make some money on and everything else. You know what? Whatever you can get, you get. Your yard sell it, whatever you're going to do. But you get rid of everything you own. So they sell off. While they're doing that, Matt and Jessica start taking sailing lessons to learn how to boat. So for 3 years, they go through the process of selling everything, of learning how to sail, and then ultimately, August 12th, 2000, they get on the boat, decided, that's it, spend our lives sailing around the world. They've given up everything, and that's all they're doing. But how awesome is that? It's just the two of them. Mm-hmm.
Did they grow up?
They had nothing to do with sailing.
So literally when they took less serious.
Yeah, their first time with boat in the boating community was when they were like, you know what? Let's give up everything we have, and we're not going to be tied to bills and payment, this, that, and the other. We're going to cut bait, and we are just going to go. Boat, awesome.
Boat's pretty. Did you see a picture of it?
Yeah, I did. I mean, it's not a yacht. Don't.
No, it's a well.
I mean, it's a good thing about boats. But yeah, it's a good size. She's a pretty girl, by the way.
Do they do it to make an income?
Yeah, they sail.
Okay. I mean do they and have them sail?
No. From the colorful, brimming culture of South America to the turquoise Caribbean to some European-style Western islands, the explorers have experienced some of the most beautiful locations in the world. Wanting a furry duo decided to adopt a cat in 2012 to join them on their adventure. The most well-traveled cats, globetrotting feline Georgie, has a couple 18 countries and has even done some swimming. I don't care about the cat, if I'm being honest. Could you do it?
No. They admire the drive.
Here they are at Machu Picchu.
I mean, it's a little different. But then you're sort of...
And
I'm saying it's a step removed.
No, but can I tell you the difference? Prince in-laws, like, they're retired. So, like, they worked their... And retired, they were going to get an RV and they were going to travel or into a median. That kind of set them back a little bit, but that's like working your whole life. This 32, you're kind of just getting it, like real career for the rest of your life.
That's fair.
That's a lot. Having worked and saved, and but when I'm 65 and I'm done, and we're gonna go travel for a while, getting out of everything and just going.
Yeah, I mean, I have trouble imagining myself, but the sailing finale is just like you said, the age. But also the knowledge, like just to have to.
Yeah, no, you got to.
If someone grew up on a houseboat or something.
Yeah, or even just grew up where you were on a dime.
Yeah,
like that was your thing, kind of like a boat hand or something. No, they had nothing.
I like security.
Well, they had your boat.
No, okay, but I don't know how they're living. That's awesome, but I come.
That they don't have.
They're like docked to like meals. Most often eat on the boat, so I don't know because like there's a picture of that dude with the big fish in his hand. Something. So I don't. You could probably two people could probably live for a couple of weeks on that fish.
Weeks?
I don't know.
Through a day, a day maybe. Well, you probably don't eat much.
But it says that like
plus you're out on the water all day, you're not hungry.
They're for the most part they're eating on the boat instead of going out to restaurants occasionally. But
yeah,
seeing like God. take people out on the boat, make a little cash.
Look how big his ashtray is.
What?
Into the water.
You could?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Every time I read a story about this, I think it's pretty Hawkins. And then I think to myself, you want a retirement account someday?
But
I
why? Can I give you the argument against it? Why start living when you're 65? Or so live your life when you're 32 years old?
I don't know, in my early 20s.
No, you didn't.
Just around Europe, be home. Hey. That's great when you're young, but sometimes you got to grow up.
Are they going to along the way? I mean, that's a whole other concern.
I don't know, babe. Why is that a concern?
Because you can't have a kid. Because diapers cost money, food costs money.
They're living now. Maybe they'll pick up some odd job.
That's just the two. It's a two man. Like, they should maybe do some boat and, like, take them around tours or something.
I've done something similar to length of time. And these people have been going for years. I know one family who, for a year, rented their house out. So they rented their house for a year.
Mm-hmm.
The parents did. Or whatever it is. I think they quit their jobs. They rented their house out for a year. They found somebody that was going to rent their house for a year. Have three kids. They pulled pool, and for a year, either went 10 hostels and traveled around the world.
That sounds awesome. Why?
That sounds miserable.
But doing it for a year, you know that the kids are going to get back in school, jobs again.
Right.
I mean, that's more doable than just like hanging it up and going for a, you know, indefinite.
Oh, going for a year sounds horrible, doesn't it? No, actually, going for a year does sound horrible if it's just you and Jackie. Pulling the kids out and having to find, like, activities that are decent for them, that does not seem fun.
You see?
No, I do. I'm a couple of days in. I lost my ass yesterday. Yesterday. Like, you gotta go find something to do.
Get to the 4th of July. Send them yesterday.
I did send them outside, and all they wanted me to do was go outside with them, but I was trying to explain, as soon as I'm done working, I will be an article. And then before I was done, one of them came back in, and I was like, God damn it. But, and I did. I got angry. I shouldn't have.
Yep.
But no, I'm already trying to figure out when I'm going away by myself. A year would be rough. By the way, because I know the family, I've talked to them, they had the best time.
I'm sure they did.
They had the best
time. But you also have to have a lot of money in the bank to do that. To, like, not, and to travel around. Your family have five to feed.
They're not rich.
It sucks that you have, but I'm saying it's like that way, but that most people,
I mean,
throw
me
responsibility.
You're a middle class family.
Yeah.
But that's what they did.
They had to save up for it.
Yeah, they did. They saved up for it. But like I said, they weren't staying in hotels and going on tours.
You said hostels. Yeah.
They stayed in tents. That was what they did. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can't repeat those experiences. That's invaluable.
And then Jackie has a friend. She and her, are they married? They might be married. If not, they, like, 8 months and lived and traveled around. I don't know what country it was. It was some country where I was like, I would never go there. But they did that, but they just went, and then they went and worked somewhere else. So, like, they were doing stuff to, like, raise money.
Yeah.
No, not these people. These people just gave up everything and went and lived on a boat. Sounds awesome, and it really does.
I mean, you do think about that. It's like, are you going to really, like, when you get old, to really enjoy things? Like, once you finally, if you ever do get to retire?
Well, I was going
to
say, here you end that. I'll end the show and then go right in the grave.
Yep.
So, I'll never get to enjoy that. That's why you do it when you're 32 years old.
You wouldn't do that now?
Well, she thinks that you're ending the show? That's delusional.
What do you mean? Right now? I would do it right now.
You couldn't.
Why?
Can you sail?
I need 3 years to learn how to sail. I wouldn't want to do it on the water. Although, be awesome. But I wouldn't trust myself sailing to, like, all these places. I wouldn't know where I'm going.
Unpredictable environment.
Yeah. Throw me off. That part would throw me off. You know what I mean?
But, yeah. If you ever get in a fight with your wife, it's not go take a drive or anything.
That as well. That's really small quarters. To
you get pissed and walk the 10 feet to the attention. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, what am I getting my feet off the bow or
whatever? The woman in the sailing.
Yeah, that's the first class.
Yeah, I don't know what is starboard below. I'm supposed to yell. I got my terms down. I'm going nautical.
Said that's been good for their marriage and, like, quick conflict resolution because she can't go anywhere.
Jackie would kill me. She would shove me off the boat and be able to anymore.
So here's a breakdown of their month by month cost.
Oh, here we go. Hey, hold on one second, dude. Let me get you your pass. Your ass. You want to take me flying in a black?
Hey, I was gonna say if you guys ever want to come down to Richmond and check out the facility, I can show you the.
I would love to. That sounds awesome. Hey, hold tight one second. Hold on one sec, dude. So their breakdown. Go ahead.
So this is January, St. Martin, Marina, $42
for the month.
That's
cheap. That's not bad.
Diesel, $20.
That's not bad at all.
Boat maintenance, $166.
Clean it yourself.
Boat insurance, $100. Groceries, $258. Ooh. Eating out, $58. $64. So that brought January to $760. It was only $260.
How'd they only spend $268?
No dockage fees. No diesel. $5 for boat maintenance. Only $50 for boat insurance. Only $36.
So they ate out like one meal essentially.
But they were.
But then you go to March.
Oh, here we go.
When the marina $144.
Oh, but how did they have that money?
Rich people come in.
$729. $340 for Hall and
Block. They had a fight and somebody kicked a hole.
$340 for Hall and Block. $54 for bottom paint.
The bottom of the boat looks like.
That's cosmetic. Screw that.
Looking at some bottom paint right over there. Right over there.
So how, like, yeah, how do they...
I don't know how they met. Have they been doing this for...
They must... Well, I mean, and look at the size of that boat. That's a big-ass boat.
Yeah, I don't know what boat... I don't know what boats cost. I've never even looked at a boat.
$100,000.
No way!
Absolutely.
No way!
You would assume that they bought it used... Yes, it is. It's that.
No, I'm telling you, it's not.
Small boats cost a ton of money.
I'm telling you, that's a bedroom though. He's got balloons hanging.
I was gonna say, like, they have like a hold that they can go in and live. It's not like it's just like a little, you know.
He's got a bed, but you can't stand
room. You know what he doesn't have?
Sure,
a closet.
Look at their air conditioning. Barely a fan.
They don't need it.
By the way, I would never.
Wouldn't own clothes.
Probably don't. Like I say, if it gets like miserably hot, they're probably like, "Oh, screw it, let's just go on land and find a mall somewhere and hang out for the day."
Oh, that's
you say. That's what I did before I had a window unit.
Where am I going daily? Doesn't it? Don't you agree? Something about it that just seems so liberating
from a distance
and so free, awesome. Why don't we do? I never had that experience of like, "Hey, I'm backpacking through Europe after college." I never even went to a kibbutz.
Is that really as fun as backpacking through Europe?
Depends on have sex on a kibbutz.
Oh.
I don't know if I would do
but
it.
But most people can't do that. Like the whole backpacking thing, some people take time off between college and their first job. There's not a million jobs out there.
I've never done that.
So I found that boat used for $84,000.
That's still really... 84 grand? Although, you know what?
Used. They did. Theirs was not a new boat.
Okay, but you know what? That's your hat and your car. It's everything.
Well, remember, they said they cashed.
No.
Spent all of their savings.
$84,000. I'm ready to think about it. Can you get a house that you can take with you all over the world for years and years and years for 84 grand?
Nope.
No. That's nice. Nice. You know what? Now I'm in.
It's admirable, but man, the average person do it.
They are the
I think they are. You have to have the right attitude to do that.
Oh, I thought you meant like they're rich average people.
No, yeah.
That's my of your life. It made me so depressed yesterday. Because of life. They're not tied by company. They're living life.
But they're vacation
no.
from life.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a little different than living your life.
Because you think of it as...
That is their life. Maybe they aren't on vacation. They're not on vacation. But it's sort of... We see it as
their
vacation.
Their life is a vacation.
I feel like you get into the daily regret that your 3 years of sailing classes.
No, their daily life is awesome.
Do you ever wish you could sail?
No. No. Not at all. I wish I enjoyed a boat.
I'll see sailing like with her flip.
Right.
Yeah, I've been sailing and I'm like, damn, that's pretty cool. And then I forget about it 24 hours later.
I could sail, and then because I would go out with them. But no, I have no desire to be in charge of a boat at all. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, I know. That's why I said you would know or could.
Yeah, I could probably think of 100 and sail a boat.
How much sunscreen would you need to wear?
None. You probably don't wear any
sunscreen.
Yes, they can, Diane. No, you probably, your skin just gets used to it.
Well, I set out for a year, but after a month, I developed skin cancer.
What about this way, but we're...
Doctors?
When you're an adult and you have responsibilities, what happens, like I'm saying, sick?
Sure.
Yeah.
Then they probably go to shore and go see an oncologist.
Oh, I'm sorry. I need your insurance card. What's that?
The...
Of insurance that are not on boats.
Yeah. No. If they get sick, the trip.
Thinking, like, putting out work there.
Okay, but that's no different. Okay, let's say, as long as we're role-playing, your body becomes riddled with cancer.
Right.
What are you going
to
do?
Insurance. I can try to start fighting it.
Okay, so you're going to go to a doctor, but you're going to have to alter the way you
live. Right.
That's what they're going to do.
Not on a boat.
The difference is, you're altering your way of life, of getting that morning and going to work and having to put up with all this garbage and then going home and sticking to a schedule and this. They have to alter their life back home. But you know what to get cancer? Living their life.
Mm-hmm.
Of it. You know what Matt didn't do this morning?
Tell me.
Get out of bed and turn an alarm clock.
He's still sleeping.
He probably didn't even go to bed till 2.
Lulled by the waves.
Lulled by the waves. He was probably laying on the bed with the stars thinking like, man, that's awesome. His girlfriend's probably naked and like he's loving life.
You're so hot for her.
She is very attractive because you want her to be the sea hag. And she
want her to be that.
Because now he's on a boat with this like hot piece of ass and you know she's running around in like a thong.
She's in a bikini a lot.
Well, not
she
when she's
any clothes.
When she's at Machu Picchu. But other than that, yeah, I mean, she got like yoga pants on. What's up?
She's Gyllenhaal in her face.
She does. I think that's why I like her. I mean, listen, if you really want to be critical, the toes are a little banged up, but who cares?
Really?
Turn.
Yep.
Then you don't have Wi-Fi.
All right, come on. No, they probably don't.
They never spend money. Because they do have a budget,
I bet
line
marinas,
for it.
I bet for that. I watched the panel because like I know from like the, and let me answer your question for 1 second. Two things. Like when my in-laws pull in, when they're not in a median, when you hook up at a cable, you get Wi-Fi built into your hookup fees. So I bet they have the same thing when they pull into a marina.
And it's cheap. Isn't it something like super cheap? Like five?
I don't know. The other thing that I do know is that at least in the RV world is there are doctors that specialize in, and like there's all kinds of services that are set up for people who just live. So, mail. As stupid as that sounds, there's like a clearinghouse that just sends mail to you. So you have your address, wherever it is, and then they know you're going to be in this place, hit when, and there. I bet the same thing exists for like boat world people. I'll tell you this, boat world people.
Yes, absolutely. Scott always says, he's like, one day we're gonna think of buying an RV. I'm like, save that for the next wife. That's not me.
Tyler, scale of 1 to 10, how miserable would you be living in an RV with Diane?
11.
I wouldn't be good with you.
I'd be awesome in an RV.
No.
I would.
Person I'd be fine with.
You're looking at one. I would be great, because I like to live my life.
Okay, but you're driving everywhere.
I'm not. No, you switch
miserable.
Off.
Miserable.
See, again, because you think of driving as a chore.
I'd do boat a million times over RV.
You couldn't say to
give me 3 years to learn. I'd do that over the RV.
Is the left or the bow?
Port. Starboard is right. Port is left.
Port is left. You know how you remember that? There's four letters in port and four.
Oh.
I don't even know if I'm right. I'm right.
Isn't the bow the front?
And then the other one is the stern.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's leaving AGT. I haven't broken. Where am I going, Kaylee? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, that's me?
Yeah, hi, who's that?
Hey, this is Seth. Hey, man, so the way I'm looking at this thing seems completely doable, right?
No, my friends for a year, these people sold everything. They don't have a house to come back to.
Okay, well then maybe, maybe the guy's got some sort of sweet setup, like disability payments or something. That's what I would do.
It
seems pretty doable, man.
It seems great.
So first we have to organize.
No, I do need some kind of disability payment coming in. No, but that's the beauty. That's the quit everything. You drop out of life. And you better really with.
Right.
And at the end of the day, don't know.
You know what? I could do it with my kids. No, I couldn't.
You just said
how crazy they're driving. They've only been out of school for like.
No, but
remember you yelled at him that you couldn't make it there.
But wouldn't it be different though if that was your life as opposed to the, like I get because I'm trying to schedule my life, my responsibilities. I have no responsibilities when I'm living on the water. My only responsibility is to check out my my wife when she comes walking out and that. That's it. That's my responsibility.
Yeah, but then or your wife, Dick, you're the story that everyone keeps sending, that couple who had their one-year-old sail around.
Okay, well, then maybe you don't take a one-year-old.
Leave the kid with the grandparents. Sorry, I gotta live my life.
Do this. Hey, will you ask some of the people to hold?
Diane, that's on the boat.
Get out of the tube, though.
Chicken of the sea.
All right, so let me do this. If you're on hold, don't go in. Want to grab a couple of these? And then I wanted some follow-up phone calls. You're juggling now. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Where? But then I can add to you, 866-86-235-5468.
Elliot in the Morning wants you to meet Imagine Dragons. Listen to EITM all week, win your dough, and passes meet Imagine Dragons, and meet the band. Get all the details at facebook.com/EITM online. Elliot in the Morning.
Watch for a shoulder now, 64 eastbound between Laburnum and Eight Springs, and a collision on the right shoulder sound between Atlee Elmont and 295. Chip and M, 288 in the downtown expressway, like the side streets running with no current collisions or stuff. WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
AutoZone. To put the kick back into his 7 to 7 of American muscle, but he was missing some tools. AutoZone turned him on to their Loan-A-Tool program. And when Billy heard that riff, why that starter little bushy testament to his manhood. And we call him Bill. That's Bill Zone. From Loan-A-Tool to at AutoZone, help find yours.
Biggest sale of the year. The Let's Get the Summer Started sales event at all 7 Richmond Pearson. Detroit will never be worth more than it is. Thousands of new and used vehicles to choose from. 0% financing available. And no cash needed. No payments until Labor Day. And hey, free hot dogs on Friday and Saturday. Your next truck or SUV is within reach. Smart Stowship or go to buypearson.com. And don't forget to register for a Start the Summer Now Weekend Getaway Package. No purchase requires. Lanes June 30th. Subject to credit approval.
Switch to Metro PCS today. 4G LTE smartphone. Sales tax not included. Choose from great phones like the LG Leon LTE. Not only will you smart, you'll also get amazing coverage, nationwide 4G LTE, T-Mobile. And since you keep your old phone in the risk of inheriting some number previously used for pizza deliveries, good luck with that one. Skip the hassle and carry your number over your enough pieces for a brand new, four on the fast nationwide T-Mobile network. Always with Metro PC dual contract. Free phone, unlimited data, talk, and text, blazing. What's not to like? So come into Metro PCS today, because there's never been a better time to move your number to Metro PCS. Limited time offer. Price after instant reboot. Currently on the T-Mobile network. Everywhere. See store MetroPCS.com.
With the end of school, South School elderly community go without food every summer. But hunger does have a cure. Feed More, Leaf Organization for Central Virginia, is participating in the summer food. Meals will be provided to all children without and under one. Sites are open various dates and times throughout the summer. Feed More is a non-discriminatory equal opportunity sponsor. Meal sites and service times. FeedMore.org. And remember, kids eat free.
It's the grand opening of Clouds Vapor Midlothian Superstore. Bigger and better. Quit Smoker. Over 25 premium side bunny, 5 ponds, Ruthless, Lost Art, Jimmy the Juice Man, and the band. Knowledgeable staff to help you keep the day. From beginner to advanced vapor. Whatever you need. With over 10,000 flavors to create at the mixing bar. Visit 1100 Midlothian Turnpike next to the Wall location in Chester. Open 7 days a week. Clouds Vapor.
Come together at IHOP for new summer stacks. 3 summer-inspired painted blackberry peach cobbler, sweet, and summery fresh blueberry lemonade. Try IHOP's new summer stacks today. Oh, so affordable. For a limited time at participating restaurants, see restaurants.
High savings are starting early at Lowe's. Now get $10 off our best interior paint and $5 off all deck and concrete resurfacers. Plus, get a Harbor Breeze classic ceiling fan, now only $39.98. Hurry in today for great savings. Lowe's, never stop improving. Paint. 371 on 114 to 114 to 384 fluid at last. Fan offer valid 624 through 72285. Excludes clearance. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Lowe has a new lower price on interior and exterior paint. Right now, Glidden Interior starts at just $17.97. So, let's cover more ground. Ceilings, premium, and solid performance. The best, the lowest price of the season. Let's do this. For a limited time, get an extra $2 off 1 gallon cans of Glidden Premium at the Home Depot. More saving, U.S. only.
XL 102 with another Big Field Day.
TMO live at Field, joined by Dirty Head.
The only people I have a problem with is when the band wears the
No, it's awesome. No. In the 90s, early 2000s, when Macy Gray and Missy Elliott like promoting their campaign.
Yeah. Fans to wear our t-shirts at festivals because we'd be like, we know who our fans are. That's our crew right there.
Today.com. From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, WWDC, Washington, WRXE Elliott in the Morning.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no, left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper night. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Feeling that I'm going up, but I know that I'll make it up if I quit calling you my lover. Move on, watch me bleed and see like this. Shake his body onto my knees, and now they're short kisses. I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself.
It's Elliott in the Morning. Coming up a little bit later on this hour. It's hour. See Imagine Dragons. Imagine Dragons. Today and tomorrow. You still got today and tomorrow to win your way into that. And then second row seat, Rob. We'll do that a little bit. We got people on hold all over the place. 866-2-Elliott. 866-2468. By the way, Kaylee is ready to sell everything she owns, move to an island, and be a bartender on the beach somewhere.
That's different.
No, and that's what I told her. Yeah. I was like, it's the difference.
You're bartending now.
Do that in a second.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
no,
I
you
would. Wouldn't. Yes, I would.
And I'm telling you, I have a friend who did it, and she opened the rock is really hard.
On the rock?
That's when
working on an island?
Yeah, it's a lot harder than you think. Because you still have to do stuff. If I was living on a boat, nothing. I might write a love song or something.
So you had to learn to sail, and then now you have to learn, like, how to play guitar?
Everybody? No. Oh, no, I can't write.
You're just going to write a song.
So you're writing a poem.
I'm going to write a poem. I'm like Longfellow.
All right.
Don't they always say everybody's loving them? I do. And that's it. That's all I'm going to do. Other than that, I've got zero response. I'm going to have a couple beers. But you know what I died with?
How much is the song?
I started. I got to, I love her. That was it.
Who's she? Is that the C? You're talking about the
it's the B anything. It could just be something on an island. You don't
Excuse
know.
Me.
You don't
yeah.
know. All right. I'm sorry. Where'd you say Kaylee? Line six.
Morning.
Tell you what I'm gonna be though is one of those people that are like, oh, I read 13 novels and I explored. I'm not doing a goddamn thing. Nope. I'm sorry. Yes.
Hi, how are you doing? We were both in New Ink when it was snow, and also a lot of times sunny. My wife was blind at the time, but we're still living the dream. But it was a lot of fun sailing all around the place.
Hey, where is? Are you done on being on the boat?
Yeah, I some things happen to me that I can't sail for a few years, but we used to sail up and down the East Coast.
Where is base?
You need a different spokesperson.
Where is home base?
Right now, home base is back here in D.C.
Okay, so you're
back.
Okay, very good. And you said your wife is blind.
It's like, yeah. What's that? Isn't Cooper?
What, he went blind?
Like
blind?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Was
yeah.
it him? It was someone
yeah,
who's seen
yeah.
him.
Yeah, he went blind. He went blind. So now you're back. But now, will you go back out and live on a boat again?
Yeah, we do it.
Yeah.
We sailed from Florida up to Maine quite a few times.
Did that hold up?
No.
We lived on the boat in the cold weather, and the coldest we saw it go down into the negative 10, oh. negative 15.
Right, but you're. Let me ask you that. Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Whatever's ailing you, I hope it gets better. I meant that. No. But can I ask you this? When it's cold.
Yeah.
And you're. Mm-hmm. You don't sit there up in like blubber and get all like. Bah! No.
I don't know. I just think 10 below on a boat would be a little cold.
I don't. It's I'm not doing anything.
You're writing a song.
I'm just living.
You're warm.
I may write my song. I may write the second line to my now.
You're like James Taylor.
You know what I'm busy? I'm busy living life. That's the part that everybody's missing.
If the couple that spawned the story is a yay, I'll say nay. One.
Why? Because the wife is blind?
Yeah, that's... I mean, maybe you have to accept it out on the...
It comes off the water. That's my time. No. People who
your song should be sunglasses and glasses.
No.
Has that been written?
No, I think you're all right.
The rest is still unwritten.
No, the My Future's So Bright I Gotta Wear Shades is written.
Cool.
But people who live in sunglasses. Because they're used to.
Well, I think they're worried about the whatever. Anderson Cooper.
Maybe I'll buy sunglasses in a couple of years when I need them. Right.
Famed
now,
boater.
I'm
Anderson Cooper.
Where am I going? Line 7. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, this is Donnie.
Hey, what's up, Donnie?
Hey, man, I had to knock my house down and to move into the new house because I had a family, and I ended up getting stuck in an RV. Too bad. But the problem is, they told me 2 to 3 months on the house. I ended up in the RV for 10 months through both 10 below.
Right.
And let me tell you what, a 5-second shower in an RV in the wintertime is not good.
Yes,
but I had my mother-in-law, my son, my mother-in-law, and my wife all in a 34-foot RV for 10 months.
Oh, boy. That's different, though, because you're not, you have to do it. You didn't want to do it. You had
to
do it.
That's his normal. He's working, going to work. Yeah.
And that's why it's different. You're doing your orange. You can't do that. Every so often when you see people who own a, just out for a weekend, them on the back of the boat, sitting there with their legs crossed, talking to each other, having a drink. You know what their cares are? Little Mermaid playing all day.
What? Who listens to that?
Yeah, I'm on the water, man. That's that's where I am.
Are you going to steal that?
Hi, Ellie in the morning. Morning. Hey, how are you, Ronnie?
Good. So my aunt lived on a boat. I was a kid at the time, so I'm sorry if I'm foggy on the dates. So one time I stayed the night at my aunt's house, and I got a little curious, and I went through their old stuff, and I found lots of memoirs about. And she complained and was miserable, and she said she was living life on everything that my uncle got out of her. I mean, she was miserable, and she said the food sucked, and they'd run out of food, and then the water polluted. And then they ended up going on to a dock. She felt like a fish out of water. Her legs, of course, were like... She was wobbly at first, and just a lot of stuff. And then they ended up in Pensacola, and they lived there for 10 years.
I bet
but
that's
even
nice.
Then, like, you're in food.
Yeah, no, that's life on the rock. I'm telling you, people think it's paradise, but it's rough.
All right, and I'm actually going to be going out on our boat this weekend, but I only go out on the weekends. I'm not going to go for a few years.
God,
and
that sounds awesome. No, you know how you know Kenny Chesney.
He looks like he's got it pretty rough.
Doesn't live on.
No, he's got a mansion in St. John.
No, he doesn't.
Did he sell it?
Rock anymore? Oh. It's too hard. Life on the Rock got a mansion in Nashville.
Okay.
In California.
That's a bad comparison.
He's got, no,
you can't compare somebody with that kind of cash.
No, but he doesn't live on the Rock anymore. Life was too hard.
He couldn't there enough because he's too.
Well, I'm just saying. He chose over St. John.
He's got to make money.
He does not need to make money. He does just fine. He can go live on the Rock if he wanted to. That's how you know it's bad. Without having to be a waitress. A week. That's part of my song. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
You got it. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hi, this is Diane.
Oh, hi, Diane. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I was calling because I had a shock last year. I was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. And now I am trying to sell off everything so that I can go live what's left. And so, you know, you're talking about, you know...
You know what? You're doing it the right way. Well, technically not. But instead of getting sick on the boat, you got sick.
Well, I'm going to finish my treatment, and I would love to be. I'm just going to go.
Yeah, you know? Everything, and you're going?
I am. I own a business. I'm trying to sell it now. I just want to get rid of everything.
Arson it and take the insurance money.
I have any insurance money.
that count 0 and 2. where so what are you going to do?
I just want to travel and travel. I used to have a job where I traveled a lot, and I loved it, and I have just spent my entire life working and working and slaving myself, and I just...
See?
You know, I just have a come to Jesus. I have... And
see,
I don't know
stop saying that.
I have left, and I want to live it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. You know what? That's awesome.
I feel like I can do it. I'm in treatment through September, and I'm hoping that I can get everything taken care of and just go.
Good. You know what? And you'll check in with me along the way. Please do. You call collect. I don't even care.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I will.
All right, very good. I appreciate
Thank you.
Later.
It was Kenneth Roy Chesney. Boats, vessels of freedom, harbors of healing. Don't steal that.
I'm going with everything's better.
I know I took the path that you would never want. I know I let you down. So many sleepless nights where you were waiting for me. Well, I'm just a slow light. Now remember when I told you that's me. Remember we get down to tears.
Hi, this is Jamie.
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Jamie, I would like to give you a pair of tickets to go see Imagine Dragons in concert. Passes so you can meet the band.
I cannot believe it. You are totally awesome.
Very much. Very kind of you to say. So listen, Kaylee will get some info for you to go to the show and get to meet them, all right?
I cannot wait. Thank you so much.
Oh, hey, can I ask you something? I got you on the phone.
Sure.
Did you have nothing to do with Sundhaga for
God.
Did you get all wrapped up in the story of the warrior of yesterday?
No.
That's okay. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Actually, I don't.
Oh, so well, let me put you on hold. That way you don't have to listen to me make noise. Hold tight 1 second, and for then have a good time at the show, okay? Oh, okay.
Thank you again.
You got it. Hold tight 1 second. So I feel like the Watcher was the big story from yesterday. Before we even get into it, do we buy it? Is it? Yeah, of course we do, because they filed the lawsuit, right?
Oh, just by the story as a whole?
Yeah.
Or
like, it's not made up.
I believe.
You're in.
Because of the...
You?
Yes.
You're in.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I love the story.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, by love, I mean, it's like, I this to happen to me.
The story's crazy.
But when it's somebody else, fantastic.
Unreal. A family in New Jersey who has remained anonymous. If you know the story, bear with me for a second, but not everybody does. So a family files a lawsuit, right? And in the lawsuit, they claim that they were terrorized by after they bought this house that they always wanted to own, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they have $0.3 million. It's in New Jersey, Westfield, New Jersey. And they save up and they finally buy the house. The parents... It's a husband and wife, and they have now filed the law against the people who sold them the house, and then a couple of other people are also named in the lawsuit. Here we go. The family, the couple, claims they $0.3 million May of last year, saying it was their dream home. Before they moved into the house, mail 3 days later, 3 days after they buy the house, they close, they own the house, they haven't moved in yet.
So they're at their old place.
Right. 3 days after they received a strange letter from someone, the Watcher. In the letter, the Watcher asked them why were at the house, said they would find out. The letter goes on to say, my grandfather watched the house in the... My father watched in the 1960s, high time. And then here's more of it. So then this is from the, and then I'll go back to the actual letter. Allegedly becomes even worse. Says, quote, this is in the letter. Do you need to fill the house with the young blood I request? What names? I will call to them and draw them to me.
asked the prior owners to bring mud. The letters kept coming that they were the true owner and that they would, quote, watch and wait for the day blood will be mine. Don't we assume at that point the young
blood? Yeah.
Right. And that when this told the previous owners to bring them the young blood, doesn't that make you think, not only did the watcher drive the previous people out, but probably said, sell this house to somebody with young kids, then you're getting it too.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's a normal leap.
I moved.
It's
right back in the market. Car fired us. We were thinking about Westfield.
Not this neighborhood.
Way too expensive.
And where I grew up. Another letter that was sent to them said, will the Youngbloods play in the basement? Who has a street? As you move in, it will help me to know who is in which bedroom better. Windows and doors in the house allow me to watch you and track you as house. I am in charge of the house. Would you be crapping bullets yet?
Oh my God.
Reading the story.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff.
See, and you know what the problem is? You read the story and it reads like a movie, and that's where you kind of go like... But then, holy crap, that affected somebody's life. Can you imagine being a parent with three kids and you're getting this letter? Oh. I haven't even moved in yet. You know what I did do? The prior owners of the home knew about the stalker and had received days before they sold the house. That's according to the new family.
Uh-huh.
So the new family that bought the house says that the previous owner knew about the stalker and that in the days before they sold them the house, they had received a letter. Who bought the house, whose names have been redacted from the report, never moved because they were... Is that fair?
I know their names.
Do you?
Yeah. Yes. Tyler and Lindsay Molnar.
So now it's back on the market.
What are you going to do? They're going in a different direction.
Well, that's the thought that they had. This goes back to...
going to buy it. There's stories everywhere that they've got the watcher after them.
God damn it.
BuzzFeed listicle.
The current owners, because potential buyers are now scared to move in as well. They're suing... The people that they bought it from.
Absolutely.
Which, by the way, you don't have a pot, to piss in.
But they got the information from the watcher. They were getting led up to it. Of course they're going to try to sell.
Okay, but you don't have to disclose that to somebody.
I mean, because there was nobody, like, I guess you're, or if somebody
even
dies
that,
in
you
the
don't,
house,
even that you don't have to
I
declare.
Thought by state, maybe it was a different rule to have to disclose that.
But you know what? It's irrelevant. Nobody got killed in that house.
Okay. Yep.
If you have somebody that's harassing you, if you have some, this guy's way over the top. You know what I'm not doing? I'm just, and by the way, you need me to sell that to somebody with young kids? You got it.
I sure tells you.
Where I'm so petrified that I'm selling and moving? Yeah. I'm doing whatever the hell they say I'm doing. Aren't you with me? If you're the previous, got the watcher. By the way, from the current people. You don't know what went on with the people before them.
Back. Yeah.
Oh. Year for the was again.
Didn't he say that the grandfather was doing it?
Well,
in the 20s?
Grandfather did it in the 20s.
Yeah. Whoa.
Father did it in the 60s.
Now it's my turn.
They're suing the sellers. They're suing the company, and everyone involved in the sale. They're all sure, though they provide no information on the watcher. That was the other question I have. So obviously. These letters are ending up at this house in Westfield, New Jersey. They're being placed there, being mailed there. If they're being mailed there, they're coming from somewhere.
Right.
Clearly. If they're being placed there, the city's mayor, Andrew Skibitsky from the lawsuit during a township council meeting this week. Bitsky said that the city's police had investigated the case, but no charges have been filed. He asked anyone with information about the case to please come forward. Bitsky says our police have conducted investigation into the threatening letters. Police went the extra measure and left no stone unturned. Union County, Westfield, New Jersey. The prosecutor said that they are working with the Westfield Police Department on what is called... So nothing there. We also urge anyone who receives questions of any nature that they feel is threatening immediately.
Yeah, have they ever had any interaction?
I had the exact same question.
Which means you don't have an answer.
I don't. Why is it obviously? Is it legit? Is it legit? Not obviously, even if they filed the lawsuit, I don't question. But is it legit in terms of somebody? Is it some pulling a prank? Like, did somebody the very next level?
It harassed the previous owner to sell.
I agree,
but is that only a claim coming from?
That's a current.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's
been no admission of that. Correct.
Correct. Tyler and Lindsay bought the house from. Have not come out and said that's why we move.
They're the lot.
And if I was the people, I was flooded with letters from the watcher. Who will be in which bedroom? It'll be easier to know through your windows and your door. I can track every move in your house. I run. We're not moving. I would not move into that house.
Oh, I thought you meant you wouldn't house friggin' mine.
Part of me would want to be like, you know what? Come and get it. Come and get me, Watcher.
Challenge the Watcher.
Watcher could be a 14-year-old kid sitting at home popping pimples.
All right. Scary enough. You want to sleep with one eye terrified?
What are their names? Please bring the young blood. Mm-hmm. I'll know who they are soon enough. When I call... Hello, Tyler.
Who needs that?
Can I also put my hand up and say I'm waiting for the copycat cases to start?
So you're anticipating?
Yes. Oh, yes. That'll huge copycat cases.
Oh, my God. I'd be so scared. I really would. I mean, this is...
It's terrifying to read. It is. I agree.
But so then you would be scared then. Okay.
But it's almost so scary that you step back from it and think it's not real. Until you realize, but you have to almost force yourself. There's a family being terrible now and doing anything.
No.
All they wanted to do was buy that nice house in Westfield.
Delivering your child at your house unexpectedly, scary. It almost doesn't feel real. This is just, and it is so real that I would leave. I would just vacate the premises.
I'd leave the state.
Where are you?
Because you don't know if then that's going to piss the watcher off, and like if...
It's my house. I run the house.
You can have the damn house.
What's the end game?
Sell it, because everybody knows about the watcher now.
No, I understand that, but what's the end game? If you're the...
Well, remember, do an out-of-control prank call.
Right.
Isn't the just...
Gotcha.
Laughter?
Right.
Yeah.
So you think it's just a prank?
Oh, well, I don't think it's a ghost. Well,
right. No, it's not a ghost. It's clearly not a ghost.
I think it's someone who is mentally unstable, has some sort of illness, and...
Oh, I don't.
...poses a threat to the family. There's something that line that was put forward with, like, the lineage.
19. My grandfather did it. My father watched it in the 1960s. Mm-mm. It's my turn. But if it's just to get the thing accomplished, now what?
Yeah, but then they're out a million three.
Okay, hey, yeah, I'm trying to approach this from the watcher, Diane. What's my... So now I can get into the house whenever I want? Well, this just got boring. Like, what's my goal? Is it housing the house yet?
It's beautiful, but then it has to start harassing the realtor because they want access to the little lockbox or something. I don't know.
Yes, a lot of people think the watcher just wants the house. It needs it to drop under 700. That's what we're being... No one's taking it seriously, except for this family.
By the way,
what?
That's smart. If there's a house you want, but you just want to plunge the price, you start doing that, that's real. That's smart. You could probably knock 150 cost of a house. Yeah. And then you come in like a superhero. You know what? I'd like to buy the half of the house.
I'll live. Any suspicion?
No. If the house is for sale, why am I under suspicion? Hey, rent it on BuzzFeed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ready to know Watcher. I ain't.
Hi, Diane. See you through the house.
We'll face the front.
Ugh. Why is it your glitcher voice?
Big talk. The watcher.
Get out of.
Like, that's demonic. No, the watcher is very calm. Watcher.
Boo.
That's really drive down the price of the house. I do because of the social media lounge. That's really smart. You can't tell me that's not one of the most...
We have to find...
What do you mean?
We have to find out what...
Pull up the house history.
No, I'm saying like with the previous owners, what their... It was it...
They're not going to talk. I sold the house.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I did? I did not wash these hands.
Y'all got...
In the lawsuit, put forth why they believe the other owners were her.
No, well, not Speed's article. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't just say, like, yeah, you know what? We got tired of living here. You know, Westfield's kind of gone down the... Why you're moving. It's none of your goddamn business why I'm moving.
I know why they haven't moved.
We need to start with just, when was this house built? Like, does it actually go back as far as the watcher claims?
If I would say yes. I mean, it's all those New Jersey suburban towns. Now, is it the same house from the 20s? I don't know. Maybe it's been redone. But, I mean, I guarantee you in 1920 there was a house on that lot.
Yeah, but he said...
1905.
I was going to chalk it up to poor research. It's still now terrifying.
My grandfather watched it 15 years after it was born. Will they come when I call for them? Oh, Diane.
I know why they moved. They haven't slept.
I am the watcher. And you have slept. I can see through your window.
Mm-mm.
Andrew, I believe Scott could drink 100 beers in a day.
I hate it when they only give you the map. I want pictures. I want to see the kitchen. I hate that.
Hi, Elliot, in the morning. Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Thomas. I was just figured I'd chime in. You were talking about if they'd have for the sellers.
Right.
I work in real estate. Basically, they only would have to disclose it if it's a material defect, and since it's not a material defect on the home, then they wouldn't have...
Amen.
So pretty much they're
screwed.
Yeah, they're pretty much screwed. Say what?
No.
About $1.3 million.
The seller, because they were getting threatening letters. So what?
Yeah, it's not a material defect. In India, for instance, isn't a material defect, so you don't have to disclose that. Other states, you do.
Right.
Still.
I'd be like, hey, you know what? You didn't even... It's from the watcher. Not sure they convey. Bonus. All right, dude. I appreciate it, friend.
Yep. Have a good one.
So, Tyler, you're not moving in.
Correct.
It would be... And by the way, and going, whatever. Put them in that situation where they don't have the brooms on their hands. They ain't moving in either.
Hell no.
And this is coming from some guy who lives in a haunted house.
Yeah, didn't know that before I moved. I don't believe this. Leave this issue. This isn't a haunted issue. This is somebody effing with them.
A stalker.
Do you believe, can I ask you this, do you believe this part of it? Do you believe that with the, let's go to the previous owners.
Yeah.
Steve, the previous owners, finish before you start yelling. Do you believe the previous owners were by the watcher, B, purposely sold the house to somebody with kids because the watcher's
and no.
So you think the kids just happen to be...
Yeah,
doesn't he say the young ones? Like he wanted the young ones?
Well, he could see
things.
Yeah.
The way that the situation...
And
I definitely, this person was harassing the previous owner.
But the kid thing, no.
No.
It's legit.
So you're being full on.
I buy it 100%. I really do. I do believe. Literally sell their house to certain people. That goes on all the time. And it does all the time.
Because your neighbors are like, hey, don't sell to an a-hole. Or, oh, it'd be great if you could
use some playmates.
Somebody. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Ethnicity.
They don't have something to sell.
Right. Yes.
You do pick and choose.
Yeah, you pick and choose. A lot of times they'll do ethnicities. When we sold in Olney, if it wouldn't have sold, I would find myself an Asian realtor. 90% of that neighborhood turned out to be Asian. Like, bring it on in.
That's why I moved.
Let me do this. You ask these people to hold for me for 1 second?
You better stay on hold. Where you're calling me from.
I'm a little anxious right now.
I don't feel like he's sending me letters.
Kaylee?
Is it the voice? Do I need to stop doing the voice?
Me neither.
All right, if you're on hold, a quick break. I'll grab you next.
Elliott in the morning. This is XL 102, Elliott.
Authorities on scene of a stalled vehicle for northbound travel on 95 and Chamberlain. Collisions reported for Idlewood at the Boulevard on the south side, Jeff Davis at Cortland Street and Hull Street near Turner Road at Dyer Lane. For WRVA, I'm Kevin Casey.
Need Cappy Cash Fast? Call for 5216-6565. It can provide you with a line of credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid used anywhere Visa is accepted. Use your line of credit for whatever you need, even for buying online. There are no annual fees, no minimum monthly fine, and no credit. You can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. Getting the money you need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood center. We're open convenient hours. Our helpful associates are committed to getting you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and get started right now. Call 855-516-6555 or visit First Virginia store near you. That's 855-216-6555. First Virginia Services Center. Prepaid debit card issued from USA Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions of card issuer. All rights reserved.
Come into Lowe's today for an early jump. Like 10% off all in-stock deck boards. Plus, get up to 35% off major appliances, $3.96 in today for everything you need this summer. Lowe's, never stop improving. Decking offer valid 6/24 through 7/8 on Comply location. Appliance 7/14 while supplies last. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. Exclusions, U.S. only.
Fest is back, and it's your escape to summer fun. All $4.99 each. Got it. Limited time only. See store for details.
Hoagie Fest is back, and to celebrate all the summer fun, candy is two for $2. With peanut M&Ms, Reese's, Nuts, Nestle Butterfree, Peanut Chew, and so many more. Or all your favorites. Swedish Fish for you, Haribo Gummy Bears for a friend, or all for yourself. Wherever it matters you, take along the sweetest part of Hoagie Fest. Two candies, just $2. At a time only. See store for details.
About one in every seven people you meet in our community is facing hunger. It could be a or it just may be your school. The working families below poverty level find that after paying rent and utilities, they have no food. It could be your elderly next door. The only nav is from a fixed income, which many for the purchase of both the Medicaid and nutritious food. Hunger relief starts with Feed More, Central Virginia's core hunger relief organization. To donate, get involved. Please visit more.org.
Where do you get 0% finance with us? 4 days to donuts. Or 3 and 100 gallons of gas only at Pearson Kia during their summer's on us sales event. Setting is big savings. No payments for payments figures, and 100 gallons of gas is big gas savings. So stop today and make this your Kia, 8301 West Broad Street or PearsonKia.net. Subject to credit approval. Gas offer valued at $250. All new car purchases and requirements to participate. Sale ends July 6, 2015.
Hey, it's Tammo, and Juleps is finally opening their brand new space at 420 East Gray Street. Bigger cocktail menu and new additions. But of course, you're still getting this award-winning fried green tomatoes and shrimp and grits. Call Juleps to book your next large party or stop in for dinner Monday through Saturday. Check them out, juleps.net, East Race Street.
I know the joint, we're different than the ones going out. Low prices. Know if someone needed new tires, and they needed them now.
Get up to $120 in mail-in selectors when you use the Quick Lane credits. Ready to serve. Visit quicklane.com. Subject to credit or debit card. Other tire manufacturer combined with Quick Lane credit card rebate or offer. See your participating Quick Lane for details through 6 months.
From the top of main building, WWDC, Washington, WRXL, in the morning.
Died last night in my dreams, walking the streets of some old ghost town. I believe it's deep, but Hollywood so saints lock up the gates. I could not enter. Walk in the flames, called out your name, but there was no end. And now I know my heart is a ghost town.
It's Elliot in the Morning. Don't forget, a little bit later on this hour, I will give you, we'll give you second row seat WWE Monday Night Raw. And then later this morning, once this morning ends, you will get tickets for the Music Heals benefit concert with Roger Waters, Billy Corgan, Sheryl Crow, and Tom Morello. All right, let me watch her. Where am I going, Kaylee?
Seven.
Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this?
It's Ashley from Annapolis.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Funny, you were talking about the Watchable Network yesterday, and it led me to this other article about this lady in California who got outbid on a house. She sent all these officials saying that a sex offender. And then she put up like an ad on Craigslist with the lady's pictures.
She wanted to have sex.
Yeah, really? Great fantasies, and then show up to her house, and she was pregnant. It was crazy.
Yeah, no, we talked about that story when it came out. It came out totally different to me, obviously.
Definitely.
By the way, I meant to, thing that the watcher said to the family, the new family, talking about the young blood that's moved in.
Oh, yeah, look, I have three kids. I'm out. Nobody's talking about how I'm staying.
Have they? What's in the walls yet?
Ew! God. What?
One of the letters that the...
That's crazy and disgusting.
Have they found out what's in the walls yet?
Man, I want to see the kitchen, too. I don't
hate
people.
Don't you hate that? Come on, give me some pictures.
Please. It doesn't matter what the kitchen looks like. You know who can tell you? The one. He can see what's going on in the...
I still want to see the kitchen. Right. $1.2 million house. I want to see the kitchen.
Excuse me, it was $1.3.
Better be nice if I'm living with this stalker.
All right, thank you, ma'am. The wall. What's the...
Yeah. Why is that the only thing that really bothers you?
Like, what does it mean?
You're okay with him pulling out for young blood. But it's... Man, the walls. Yeah, I don't like that.
But does that go back to the 1900s?
That's what they want you to think.
I have to know.
Where do they get investigating? The Westfield Police?
Westfield Police are investigating.
And that's it right now?
That's it. Or if anybody has any information, please come forward. From the legal side of things with the lawsuit, there's probably nothing they can do.
Maybe they just forget or even issued a statement.
Nothing. But nothing that I haven't seen any of the previous owners saying or doing anything. Because if I were the previous owner, as soon as we signed the paperwork, goodbye. I wasn't even present at closing. I just had my real estate agent do it. The hell out of there.
You're afraid to be in the beginning.
Well, actually, what did he do? Did the watcher tell me to go to closing? Did the watcher tell me not to go to closing? Whatever the watcher told me to do is exactly what I did. I sold. I moved out. I did everything you told me to do. Do you think the watcher for sale?
I thought you said that the people just sell it to the family.
Actually tortured them enough where they put the house up. It's a he.
General neutral on this one.
It's a he.
The story out of California.
You know what? Let's stay gender neutral.
The watcher.
Did he tell the previous owners to sell the house?
Sell the house. 5 cents.
He. Person to sell the house, or did the previous person just flip out? And then once the sign was like, then the watcher was like, family, they gotta have kids.
Got kids. No, remember?
You don't buy into the kids.
And it just so happens.
God, I love it.
A family moved in.
I have to know.
What did they say?
Have they found what's in the walls yet?
Did the previous owner...
The owner hasn't said anything.
No. It's a lawsuit. But you know how in conversation, possibly at closing, maybe before that, if checking the house out while the owners are there that night or whatever, did they give a reason for moving?
I'm sure it wasn't the real reason that the water.
No, sometimes it'll be an empty nest.
Oh, we're down. We're
downsizing.
I don't have that info.
Because that I feel like would be telling too. Because then you could find out if.
Well, it's going to be for what it is. It's going to be dishonest.
It could be if they said downsizing and you find out they moved to a $2 million house.
Right.
Then you could be like, wow, they lied to our faces.
They lie to your... If they got letters, they lie to you.
It's easier to discern the truth.
Right, okay.
If it's...
No, you know what? We got a job with OR, and we decided to move. House in 3 weeks. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 6.
Like crazy, I need that heart rate monitor.
Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's...
Hey, this is Rachel.
Hey, what's up, Rachel?
Hey, I don't buy it. I actually didn't hear the first part of that, so if I missed something, let me know. But I feel like this person, like, you know, getting off on scaring someone.
But to what end, though? You know what I mean? Is it
it's against your kids? It's like, okay, it worked.
Is it just for the laugh at the end? Like, I don't get what's the...
But, like, he's getting publicity, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but it's anonymous
like
publicity.
Who actually wants to terrorize, like, I don't know. If, like, the end result was to actually, like, hurt the family, I feel like they wouldn't be doing all this stuff to get attention. You know what I mean?
Well, they're not doing anything. The owners filed the lawsuit thing.
Oh, okay.
By the way...
And so he's just writing the letter.
And that, by the way, that makes me believe... Hey, thank you, ma'am. They have to be hand-delivered. Trace it back? Hey, no. Well, I guess you could drop it in a mail slot, and a mailman would just be delivering it. Wouldn't they be able to...
If what? Hand delivered? No. No.
I mean, the goddamn secret tell you what pen from what part of the ink came from.
Yeah, but it doesn't warrant their involvement.
No, I don't think it's in the Watcher case from,
I mean, it doesn't seem like during a very preliminary investigation, doesn't seem like the cops seem that concerned about it.
Well, they're asking for people to come. Yeah. Anybody else has been contacted by the Watcher.
God, that may be the scariest. Who has the bedrooms facing the street?
Yeah.
As soon as you move in,
I'll know,
who is in which bedroom. Will they? Then I can plan better.
Will they come to me when I call for them?
That's
bad. Terrifying.
That's bad.
Yeah. Can I ask you this? It has to live.
What do you mean?
The Watcher?
Yeah. Like, he's talking about, I could watch when you move from room to room. I could do all of that. Is that, if I... Again, I may just be splitting short and curlies here. To see the house. Is it somebody who lives across the street? Or is that, if I walk over to the house, I can see it. Like, is it somebody who literally can see the house and see what's going on?
If so,
you've narrowed it in to thin. I don't know what the street layout is, but if I lived four houses on the same side of the street, I
think it's way too risky. And I did say that if someone that clearly has
right.
issues, but come on, to put yourself in a situation where the lineup is, how does it line them up? It's one of you.
So then it's not somebody who literally can see in the house.
I don't think so. And say that clearly this person has some
mental
sort
issues,
of,
right?
Stability.
Could be the person right across the street.
Yeah.
The police have started there. That's where I would start.
Well, yeah.
And by the way, rule out your next door neighbors. Next door neighbors can't see.
Well, if you're being,
I'm taking the Watcher literally, which is why I have already. Yeah, well, I believe as a move. Where am I going, Kaylee? Line 3. Hi, Ellie. In the morning.
Hey, this is Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hi. Hey, did they ever think like he gave you the information of who owned the house? Trace it back. See who's owned the house. In the house, trace it back. It's got to be like a grandson. Do hand analysis. Ham rating analysis.
Well, what's that going to give you?
Well, it might give you a lead. I mean, he's kind of grand house.
Yeah, like, no. That his granddad watched. Father watched the house. They didn't watch the house.
Doesn't he mention roaming the halls?
Maybe it's in the garden.
Wait, hold on. Give me the roaming. Hold on one second, ma'am. Give me the roaming the halls. I have that in my.
Let's see. Will the young basement track you as you move through the house? Advice for the past and what used to be roamed its halls. I went from room to room, imagining the life with the rich occupants there. Watch and wait for the day when the young blood will be mine. This is like a wrestling promo. be mine, Mean Gene.
So it means at some point at some point the house sat vacant. At some point the house was being rebuilt.
None. They don't like the.
I have puddin'. Never mind.
Puts the puddin' in the pot.
I have be problem. Is the Watcher wrote it wrong?
Blame it on the Watcher.
That's right.
I have be put in charge of watching and waste. Why are you here? Now that they have flaunt it, they pay the price. Tisk, tisk, tisk. Move.
Let the young blood play again like the one I did.
You don't want to make 650 unhappy.
Is that his address or is that the address of the house? It's got to be the address of the house.
No, it's his address.
I'm like, did everybody
address,
miss that?
Social.
Scream.
Line six. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, I can see you're in the house. You're right behind the sofa. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Good morning, Howard.
How are you?
Hey, you know, another perspective on this. Couldn't this be a dash of buyer's remorse? I mean, what better way to get out of crap? I just spent $0.3 million on a house and I can't afford it.
I'll give you that, except here, the only problem with that theory is, okay, bought the house, I have buyers bought it, I'm in over my head, maybe I lost my job, whatever the case is. You're going to sell that house very easily when it's all under the guise that there's some lunatic threatening to kill whoever lives there.
I get that, but maybe there was something wrong with the house. Spent 1.3, the market's going down. You know, why not? Because they're a real estate agent, they're suing everyone, you know, to go ahead, you know, rather than put the house back on the market.
Oh, no, the house, they held that house for the course of the last year, but nobody will buy it. I don't see any reason for the current. Hey, thank you, sir. For the current homeowners, that's why it can't be fictitious for them.
For who?
The current owners. Like it's not. Like they're not making it up.
Here you go. Stacy says, "Half maids, butlers, etc."
Maids and butlers in somebody's house.
No, from back in the.
If it was such a back then,
was it? I mean, I don't know.
That's what the watch.
But the watcher says a lot of things. He also says there's something in the walls. I don't know if that's true.
Everything the watcher says.
Okay, well, I'm going to be able to 1920. No. In the 60s, people didn't have maids then. That generation never had a maid or a housekeeper. If you did, you weren't living in Westfield, New Jersey.
No.
They did sell it because the Y.
That's what I mean. Yes!
If a letter Y, am I putting that aside?
Exactly.
I reread the whole thing in the Paul Bear voice. And at the end I said, rest in peace.
Ali in the morning.
Hey,
what's going on, man?
I actually agree with the last caller. I think the new owner actually wrote the letters himself. To sort of get like a book deal, kind of like the Albany Terror. I don't remember that, where that guy, the family was terrorized by a demon, and the gentleman made the money and they found it was fictitious.
Oh, the Amityville.
Bottom dollar. This guy's faking it. Bottom dollar. I think the current owner's doing it. They're ready to make a book deal.
So this guaranteed. This is the next Jason Blum, who's. But why file? I filed the lawsuits
because you can make extra money out of it.
Okay.
Because he wrote a letter to the previous owner, said hey, you knew that was stock. Money. I'm going to sue the real estate, make money, and I'm going to sell a book deal, make money.
But you're not getting any money. Owner or the real estate people. There's no law that says you have to disclose that the house was being sold.
Oh, I don't agree with you. You're totally right. But the guy probably was thinking, I'll get money out of this, even though he's an idiot. But he still get a book deal. I don't know if you guys mentioned this, but isn't it here where they're going to use it to sell the writer or something?
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I honestly did see that.
Oh.
I will be shocked if he does. Watch, in like 2 weeks, you're here, I'm like, oh, he's gonna sell this to like Hollywood, make money out of it.
I'm gonna write the story this weekend myself.
I thought you were writing a song.
Yeah.
Well, I told you it's gonna take me years to write.
It could be The Watcher.
The Watcher.
Oh, soundtrack.
Is he talking about that house in New Jersey, or is he just talking about a beautiful bird that flies over as in an egret? That's the beauty of my love song. All right, dude, I appreciate it. Sorry, dude. Line in the morning.
You dig?
Hey, Elliot.
Brock, what's going on?
Lesnar? Hey, you dick.
Ruined the streak. When the house was even built?
Wait.
Are we sure the house was built in the 1920s, and they're not just making that part up?
Yeah.
$1.2 million house.
No, Diane tells me that the house, you know, five.
Not remodeling, because if it's $1.2 million now, it would be.
Yeah, no, like that's a given. If your house from the turn of the century, early 1900s, then yeah, I mean, I don't conceivable to believe that some work has been done on the house.
That's one of the final lines.
Oh wait, hold on one second. Hold on, Brock, don't go anywhere. What's the final line?
Changing it and let it alone.
Mm-hmm. Oh God damn!
I just wanted new cabinets.
Put them back.
Paint them. It was too expensive to put in new cabinets.
Oh, change the handle.
Wait, so what is the final line?
Stop changing it and let it alone.
Changing it and let it alone. I control the house. I'd be putting
IB paint. Come on, give me something.
We can. That can be part of the chorus.
Chain it and let it alone.
Learning pie and the yodeling. we're hitting it. The charts.
Hi, Elliot. The morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's that?
Hi, this is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
I'm calling. I'm actually a psychologist. About this, sounds like this person clearly has some mental health problems, but I don't know what it is about the letter, but the letter. Something kind of some teenager just with the family, first of all, and then second of all, I'm really wondering how long it's going to be into a Lifetime movie.
But now you can't go both ways. On one hand, you're saying like it's made up and it's just some zit face. You know what? Let's just call it a young Elliot just screwing around with a bunch of neighbors, and then you're telling me that it's somebody who made.
Well, no, it could be a teenager who is doing this. Who has. Part of it isn't like a mental health problem, and their thing is to mess with people.
Right,
people.
Right. Okay, I give them. I want to go to line three because I want to rule this out. Hi, Elliot. In the morning. Go ahead. What's your thought here?
The watcher is the mailman.
Disagree.
What?
Disagree.
Three generations of mailmen. That's how they know what the front of the house is like. They've been watching it for some come up, and they're like. My house. I've been taking care of it for three generations.
Great theory, though. Great theory. Right. Hold on 1 second. All right, so what do you do?
Is because there's no this stuff public domain.
Of course it is.
Our song is coming together.
All right, that's kind of where we leave it. Nothing else for you. The only other thing that I can do is I don't know. Anybody that lives in Westfield? Because shy of 57 Boulevard and letting them hang out at the house? No.
And the people still own it empty.
Yeah. So let's just hang out in front of the house and see if we see anybody like. Now, that being said, I'm nowhere close to Westfield, New Jersey.
You think the watcher's going to fall for a big plan? Please.
Tell me to move because he knows I have two kids and he's been watching me. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
I can see you in the K-hole.
Really close to the high school.
Hi, who's this?
It's some research. Hi,
this is Sean.
A year and a half ago.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so you're making fun of
the okay. Exactly, do whatever he wants because my name is.
Oh no, he all knows all about Arthur too.
Kaylee Gellis, yes.
Yep.
Do this. So let's table the watcher.
This is fine. They just go silent and there's no update.
Right. I'll get an update.
No, there better be an update for this.
I'll get an update on it. Maybe not tomorrow, but on this. Stories I do let go.
No. Our own fault.
Right.
I'm saying sometimes stories just go away.
Yeah, and I don't like that. I don't like that. You know who I fault for that? The news, because the news doesn't care.
This better be that sticks around.
Oh, people are on it. Can I give you the other? And by the way, the watcher took everything yesterday. Second big mystery that's got mentioned yesterday.
No.
And it's so good. That's going to sound awkward when I get into the actual mystery. You know,
interesting.
Let's go with that. It's good. It's bizarre as hell. It's completely different. Ooh, what if we could solve two today? Well, I'm not, so I'll be happy with one.
Let's post office guy.
All right, in the morning.
Elliot, meet Imagine Dragons. Listen to EITM all week. Win your tickets to the show, and have the meet Imagine Dragons. See the band. Get all the details. com/EITM online. Elliot, in the XL 102. Weekdays after Elliot, it's the longest set of commercial segments. Maybe even the world. XL 102, commercial free. 2 hours of music free from interruption.
I'll make a scene.
XL 102, Richmond's alternative.
None of Richmond traffic center.
Cool, it's on the shoulder of 295 northbound between Chamberlain and the Hanover and Rico County lines. 95 northbound between Brook Road and Chamberlain. Collision on Chamberlain at Rennie near St. Paul's Southside Chippenham at Custis Road. From WY, I'm Kevin Casey.
This report is brought to you by Lowe's.
4th of July savings are starting early at Lowe's, so hurry in today. Need for the 4th and also don't miss out on big summer savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving.
read your car's owner's manual lately. That's okay. Jiffy Lube uses the same information as your car dealer to help you understand what your vehicle needs, regardless of its make, light bulb, air filter, or wiper blade replacement. To a complete antifreeze fluid change replacement, Jiffy Lube specializes in automotive preventive maintenance. You never need an appointment. And Jiffy Lube proudly features Penn's motor oil. Not just oil. Penn's oil.
Hey, it's Elliot for Pearson Mazda. Leasing a vehicle is taken off in 2015, getting better and better. Pearson, for example, lease a new 2015 Mazda 3 at only $149 a month for 30. You'll make a down payment, and there are some terms, but $149 a month is the lowest monthly lease payment ever offered by Pearson Mazda. More inexpensive lease in the West End at 9520 West Broad Street or online at PearsonMazda.com. Hey, it's Elliot at G-Force Carts. If you're anything things fast, the faster, the better. Last time I was in Richmond, I made sure to get into G-Force. They're fast. Getting a quarter-mile indoor track full of twists and turns, absolutely awesome. You'll have that little pit in your stomach as you race. Can't fake their authentic racing experience. Show off your skills or try to improve Force Carts and tell them Elliot's.
17-year-old Billy wanted to put the kick back into his 72 muscle, but he was missing some tools. Tooled him onto their Lonatool program. And when Billy heard that renewed and starter little starter stash of his turned into a bushy testament to his manhood. And we don't call him Billy no more. We call him Bill. From Lonatool to free battery testing, let AutoZone help find yours.
Kendra Valet Buick GMC in Richmond, located off I-64 in Short Pump. Our service department is now open on Saturdays. You can see over 8,000 VietrichRichmond.com. And don't miss 15% off select Chevrolets right now.
Sleepy's July 4th holiday prices are get up to half off nearly every mattress in the store. Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and more. With Beautyrest Quest Queen sets starting at just these. Save up to $1,000 on Simmons Renew Adjustables. Save up to $400 on Sealy Posturepedic $200 gift card and Tempur-Pedic. Hurry into Sleepy's for up to half off throughout the store. Sleepy means professionals.
Let off some heat at Colonial Shooting Academy every Tuesday, ladies, because that's when it's half off all lane rentals for you all day. Or guys, Thursday, when it's 2-for-1 on lane. Colonial Shooting Academy gives you a free lane rental with it. They'll buy back your used guns from them. And Colonial Shooting Academy is the source for all your firearm needs. Find out at 6020 West Broad, ColonialShooting.com.
Introducing BOGO Days at Hooters. Buy any 10 wings free. So it's really BTG, same ring as BOGO. All you need to know is you get 10 free boneless wings when you buy any 10 until July 16th at Hooters.
Ending early for your 4th of July festivities with big savings at Lowe's. Now get 5 bags for just $10. Plus choose from 3 Spectracide Triazicide Insect Killers, just $5.88 each. Hurry in today to beat the rush for great savings. Lowe's. Never stop him. Stop him. Offer valid 6/24 through 7. Insect Killer offer valid 6 per valid 24 through 7. 0961-188-467 and 201143. While supplies last, in store for deemed exclusions, U.S. only. U.S. only.
Tired of hearing those guys calls on your car insurance? Call us today and see why I say nobody beats the insurance doctor.
Right now is the prime opportunity for you to learn. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to spend anything. All you have to do is advertising.com. Get ideas. That's iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Want to be your genius? Click iHeart Richmond Advertise.
Richmond's number one morning show, Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
Is this the real life? It's just my fantasy, caught in a lie. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. Just a fool, need those two. I'm easy come, deep more, little high, little low. Anywhere the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
Can I give you my mystery?
If I fall back again,
There's a bridge in Scotland. It's a 50-foot bridge. What is that? 5 stories?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the bridge is about 5 stories up. It's not like a big mass thing. 50-foot bridge in Scotland. Over the last, they don't say how long it's been, but it hasn't been that long of amount of time. About why it's happening, they have no idea what's causing it to happen. They have put up warnings to tell people, take care, because it happened. And I will say this, the old majority, it's happened 600, okay? The overwhelming majority of times, of those 600 times, it's been off the same side of the 600 dogs have jumped off the bridge. 600 dogs have jumped off this in Scotland. It's not weather related, because at first they were like, oh, well, maybe like if there's a bad storm, it scares the dogs and they go. Clear weather. You'll be walking with they almost all go off the same side of the bridge.
Is the strays, or are they all?
No. Some of them are strays, but no, the majority are not. It's just they'll be walking the dog on the
walking
side.
Walking the dog. I thought these dogs got loose. I didn't realize it was.
People will be walking the dog. People, you know, they're walking on the side of the jumps over the side, and there they go. Or if some people will walk their dog. Not on a leash, but we'll just walk the dog. 600 dogs. It's the doggy suicide bridge. Calling it Kaylee. I didn't name. Yes, it's traumatizing. I agree. But I'm they're pushing dogs over the bridge. Don't get mad at me. How's that pop?
What are some of the
keep in mind, it's Scotland.
Have you given us all the dues to do?
Yeah, the 50-foot suicide bridge. Nobody knows why. Animal psychologists are baffled by the phenomenon. It has seen 600 dogs jump off the bridge for no apparent reason. Explanation range from the curious canines being overexcited to ghosts haunting the center to a castle called the Overton House. Some locals in West Dunbartonshire even claim it could be the lady of Edie Overton, who has been for over years. I don't buy that. But
remember, her sister was in
with. That's right. So the answer is yes, there's. But none of them would make 600 dogs jump off the side of the bridge. Now, they do say, the only other bit of info I haven't given you.
Find it. In 1994, Kevin Boy tried to kill himself.
I now warns dogs owners of the dangerous bridge reading, please keep your dogs on a lead. Magic pets mostly jump from the same side in clear our bull snouts. What does that have to do with anything? So bulldogs aren't jumping. What else has a short snout? Boxers, they're not jumping.
Pugs.
Pekingese. Nobody would care.
Come on.
For the most part. Isn't that bizarre, though?
Yeah, the snout thing is weird.
Very weird.
But are those breeds just favored there?
So I have no idea.
The odds are in the longer.
Yeah, no, I have no idea. I mean, snout, then don't have a snout. Just isn't that pretty good, though? It's everybody freaking was all wrapped up in the watcher. I got dogs throwing themselves off bridge.
Watcher.
You're a boy. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. Who's this?
This is Tom from Whitemarsh.
Good.
Hey, man, I was listening to your story. I had heard something about it before and did a Google on it. Some of the dogs had actually survived and jumped off a second time.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Oh, serious. So they said 100 more jumps have lived. Some even returning for a second leap into the jagged row.
Oh, here we go. 3-year-old Cassie is one of the few dogs to survive the fall. She was near Alice Trevenhausen when the Springer Spaniel dog leapt from the 50-foot high bridge for no apparent reason, just out for a walk.
Donna Cooper. Don Cooper told the Daily, his butt was broken, his jaw was broken and badly twisted. The vet decided it wasn't worth putting... Oh, that one didn't live. Never mind.
The vet decided...
Whoops. Not that, though. They survive back up on the bridge. They go again. And it's why you're... Woo! Why'd they go off the same side of the bridge? Also, why
like, is it engineering-wise, is it impossible to go off...
No, those dogs have
ports?
Gone
is
off.
Is it impossible to go off the port?
Because they say some dogs have gone. Why are people tweeting the picture of our building at us?
They're watching us.
Yeah. Oh, that's you hysterical. Said... No, because some dogs have gone off. Let's just say these dogs are jumping off the right side. Some of them have gone off the left side of the bridge.
Okay.
So, yeah, no, it's not like, well, the left side is all Jersey walls and netting open.
Brad wants to know if anyone's called Caesar yet.
Line 8.
Oh, my. Just been by this.
Oh, that's a good theory. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Walkies.
Walkies.
That's Diane's Paul Bear.
Walkies.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, who's...
Robert.
I'm sorry?
Robert.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
Good. Where are you from?
Scotland, Paisley.
Are you being serious, or are you just...
No, honestly, I'm just from just outside Glasgow.
Oh, no kidding. Do you know, I don't know where this area is. Do you know where Ayrton is?
Dumbartonshire, yeah. But TV about that as well, but I hadn't heard nothing when I lived in Scotland. I've been here like 10. The theories they said was there could be vermin under the bridge or a stump, and because of the height of the walls on each side of the bridge, the dog will smell it and go for it.
Smells, what did you say? Something or a skunk? What was that first word you used?
Yeah, there could be a skunk or some sort under the bridge. And they sense it, and when they jump, they can't see
oh,
over the wall.
Oh, I swear to God, I thought he was saying German.
No.
Oh, like, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, vermin. So that there may be some kind of vermin or... Oh, so they smell something, and they jump to... Dogs...
Yeah, no, they smell another animal or something, and they jump over the wall to investigate. You know what I mean? So,
I find that hard to believe. Like, I feel like... Why wouldn't that happen everywhere? There's a place. Why wouldn't dogs be jumping off of things?
No, I'm just saying that's what they said in the documentary, but some people dismissed it like you are, and it was a woman at the window in the castle rap again, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah, the white lady, the lady in white, something like that. Weird, though. Something's weird.
Yeah, that's established. No one's
right.
No one thinks this is
no history, though, right?
Another good one.
Yeah. All right, dude. Hey, how do you say goodbye in Scotland?
Oh,
goodbye. All right.
Can I get a T-shirt, Elliot?
Sure can. Cheerio.
Wow, I thought for sure he was going to yell, "Get in my belly."
Isn't this one good?
Two good ones back to back.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, and everybody was about The Watcher, which don't get me wrong, I love. But this good that dogs are dying.
At least dead in the first one.
Right, but some have died in this one. About 550 dogs. Mm. What line did you say, Kaylee? Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Oh my God, just chucking tennis balls.
Horrible.
line 3. Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Yeah, is this me?
Yeah.
This is Michael. My theory is it's a cat killer with a dog whistle.
You laugh at the whistle part. David tweets,
there's a troll under the bridge.
There is something. Yes, and that's true. There is something that when the wind blows over, it acts, causes the dog to run from or ghost.
Okay, Diane, also
the second David said or ghost. So the whistle part or ghost.
You go ghost. I don't buy it. It only happened when it's clear.
So here, another one, Ben.
Wind.
Same frequency as a dog.
No, it's not. So you're going to tell me the only place in the world where the wind creates the same on a bridge where dogs commit out of the bridge?
You never know.
The only thing that I will give that credence to, no, because wind doesn't always blow the same direction. Unless.
Yeah, tweets.
You say six?
To look up this fact, but apparently.
I may know it.
Apparently, in 1994, someone threw a baby off that bridge.
That is true. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot, what's going on? This is Jason.
Hey, what's going on, Jason?
Not a whole lot. Hey, class. This is a cycle. It's not fear of heights, but when you fall a building and you just want to jump off, the dogs can't overcome that feeling.
That's my fear. That's why that's my fear anytime I'm like up on a high ledge.
Yep, don't go over a high bridge.
No, but I can control my desire to throw myself off of it. But you're telling me dogs have the same thing, but they don't have that, they birds that, like, say I do, from doing it?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, you're just screwing with me. Okay, thank you.
Is that right?
The Scottish guy, I believed. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. So, there is a TV episode on, something, and they talked about this, and the conclusion they came to is that there's a bunch of minks around the bridge that the dogs are really attracted to, so dogs with longer snouts have a better sense of smell. And also,
I don't buy that. I don't buy that.
With actors. So the other thing is dogs, they can't see color as well as we do. Like the trees on the other side of the bridge, they don't realize that it's such a long fall down. And then they see their owners picking up their children to the side of the bridge, and they're like, oh, there must be something over there. And so they said, like, between all those factors, they're jumping over.
By the way, I'm going to dismiss every single one of those beliefs. Smell something from 50 feet below.
Yeah,
I can. I mean, yes, a trained dog, but your average run-of-the-mill dog isn't going to smell something from 50 feet below. I don't know what it was like. Like rancid, like it smells like ass. But I don't buy that.
They weren't sure about that. That was the conclusion that they came up with on the TV show.
What a horrible TV. No, you know what I mean? Like, if that were the case, it wouldn't just be this one bridge where 600 dogs have jumped off it. It would be any bridge anywhere that there's... The dogs would be leaping off of bridges left and right because they got bad depth perception.
I'm just saying, Misha.
I know, but I'm telling you, you're wrong. Gina.
Well, what are you...
Well, I don't know. If I knew, then it wouldn't be a mystery.
Well, don't you have any, like, that's the fun thing about mysteries. You get to guess.
I don't know. It's not the wind, Diane. Why is this the only bridge in the world? It's a dog whistle and dogs die.
It's worth considering.
No, because you don't think. Not you, but just I'm just saying in general. It'd be bridges where the same thing happened. I'm more of an excuse than it's just the wind. Don't you understand what I'm saying?
I like the wind one.
There's no way. This is the
everything
only
has
bridge.
To be in perfect alignment in order for
and
that.
This any place in the world where that alignment
thing going against the wind is that at some point wouldn't that have been tested with?
I don't know, but I would have tested it.
600 dogs?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of dogs to go through before this theory is presented by listeners of a radio show.
So you think nobody else...
It wasn't in the piece. Didn't you read the theories?
No. Yeah, but the white lady in the...
Lady in white.
Right, whatever. But only our listeners... God, I told you, we have the smartest listeners in the world.
See?
I love it, though.
All right, so now I got to follow with a good mind. Too.
Just don't ask them to spell Sunhaga.
All right, so you're two. I have no more mysteries today.
But we can't forget about these.
No, I won't forget about these. I love The Watcher. I love the suicide dogs. God, it's so good. God, today is such a mess. Let me take a quick break. Diane's got news next.
Elliot in the morning.
XL102. Along the shoulder of 295 North, the Hanover-Henrico County line. Crash on Chamberlain at Reading near St. Paul's Catholic Church. On the south side, collisions at Chippenham at Custis Road and Ironbridge Road. From News Radio WRVA, I'm... You can
thinking about selling your car? Priority wants to buy it. We're paying up to 150% of book value for trades. How much? Just stop by with your car for a quick appraisal. We'll buy your trade whether you buy from us or not. Pocket the cash or put it towards a quality new used car from Priority. Visit either of Priority's used car dealerships, Priority West, Priority Used Car Supercenter in Petersburg. Both with quality used cars and trucks. All makes and models. Some start under $5,000. And best of all, every single used car from Priority comes with Priorities for Life. Oil and filtrations for life. We even for life on select used cars. Saves our customers thousands. Why pay for an oil change ever again? Get cash for your trade and choose from new used cars at Priority West End and Priority Used Car Supercenter in Petersburg. Shop online at PriorityUsed.com.
Thousands of children in our community go without food every summer, but hunger does have a cure. Feedmore, the core hunger relief organization for Central Virginia, is participating in this program. Meals will be provided without charge and are the same for everyone. Sites are open various dates and times throughout this route. It's a non-discriminatory sponsor. For a full list of meal sites, please visit feedmore.org and eat free.
Fast? Call First Virginia at 855-216-6555. First Virginia can provide you with a line of credit up to $1,000 that can be loaded onto a prepaid Visa card. Extend Visa is accepted. Year you need, even for buying online. Meals, no minimum monthly finance charges, no charge. Can make payments or access available credit simply by calling 855-216-6555. The money you need has never been easier. First Virginia is your trusted neighborhood finance, open convenient hours 7 days a week. Employees are committed to getting you the cash you need quickly and easily. Come in and start now. Call 855-516-6555. FirstVirginiaLoans.com. That's 855-216-6555. First Virginia, your neighborhood financial services center. Prepaid debit card issued pursuant to license to Life Day Inc. Card subject to terms and conditions. All rights reserved.
There's something different in Diamonds Direct. It sparkles more. It's more brilliant. It stands out. People notice. Why? It starts with owner's imperfection. Every diamond at Diamonds Direct is handpicked for maximum brilliance. A perfect cut that gives you that magic sparkle. In fact, we're so picky. For every one cut, we will usually only choose it to our showroom. Then to give you these, our diamonds are certified fringent and most reputable American gem labs. In fact, Diamonds Direct has one of the largest select certified diamonds in the country. Our quality extends to the rings we sell too. Our engagement rings are not cookie cutter. They're crafted by the world's top ring. Look at detail and true artisan craftsmanship made right here in America. No cutting corner compromises. That's why you can always spot a diamond from Diamonds Direct. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods. Richmond's Direct.
It's even bigger than our biggest sale of the year. The Let's Get the Summer Started sales event at all 7 Richmond Pearson dealerships. Your trade will never be worth more than it is this week. Thousands of new, thousands of and used vehicles to chancing available. No cash needed. On-site financing. No payments until Labor Day. And on Friday and Saturday. Your next Pearson SUV is within reach. So visit dealership or go to buypearson.com. And don't forget to register for a Start the Summer Now Weekend Getaway Package.
No purchase required. Sale ends June 30th. Subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's TMO, and Juleps is finally opening their brand new space, Great Street, bigger bar, new and new additions. But award-winning fried green tomatoes and shrimp. Call Juleps to book your next large party, or stop in for dinner Monday through Saturday. Check them out, Juleps.net or Street.
I noted the tire tracks are the ones going out. Inside, clues were everywhere. Low prices, no appointment necessary. Someone needed new tires, and they
get up to $120 in mailing of tires when you use the Quick Lane Credits. ReadyToServe.com. Subject to credit approval. Rebate by prepaid debit card. Other tire manufacturer combined with Quick Lane credit card rebate or card rebate. You're fitting Quick Lane for details through 6/30/15.
Now, back to Element XL 102.
Some news after that. I will give you second row seats for WWE Monday Night Raw. That comes up this coming Monday, by the way. John Seven Reigns, Randy Orton, and a whole bunch more. If you don't win tickets, you can get those through Ticketmaster. Or you can let me get through news. Tomorrow, by the way, will be front row, and you will get front row seats. If you need to keep up with everything going on the show, .com/EITM online. That'll be your way for that. Diane. Two news, please.
The Secret Service's Financial Crimes Branch has busted somebody they've been looking at for years of running a global operation to hack into ATMs and steal millions of dollars. He is 33-year-old Findi Coglu, and they said he was using hacked debit cards, including one that got $40 million cash from different in just 10 hours' time. The Secret Service said they spent years looking.
Talked about him before.
20 going through computer files and more than 100,000 emails before they were finally able to take
him. So they got him.
Taken in, yeah, in Germany.
You know what? Good for them. Those are my boys.
The Jefferson Davis Monument on Monument Avenue in Richmond was vandalized, spray painted with the words Black Lives to reports out of Richmond this morning. Incidents have happened to other Confederate monuments around the country in wake of last in Charleston. Are still looking for those two in New York. That's Richard Matt and David Sweat. Now they are concerned that the men may be armed, taking rifles that take cabin where they had been hiding or at least
resting
this time.
The underwear and the DNA.
Well, they said you have to remember that cabin is corrections officers and used as a hunting cabin. What are you going to have? Only two things. Weapons and ammunition. Okay, three things.
Right.
And liquor.
Okay.
So.
That's fine. Why do they think one of them may have feet?
Because I guess it was a bloody sock that was found.
Right.
And so they're not sure if it was a blister or some sort of more serious injury.
I gotta tell you, if I was running from the law because a blister impede my run.
Yeah. A young girl who dresses up as Pinky Minion dressed as Charlie Brown has been unable to work, ever accosted by some other teens back a couple of weeks. The girl's mom.
Which park is this? I missed that.
King's okay. Minion, mom said her daughter actually got her actual concussion as she was approached by a couple of teenagers who then had. Mom goes on to explain what they don't realize. When you look at it, you just think it's like this big sort of, you know, soft head, but in reality, bars that sort of hold the form, but apparently those bars hit her hard enough to send her to the hospital. She had to get it, and does have a concussion since then. I didn't know. I guess they typically have, when those park taking pictures with the kids, have somebody who is nearby kind of watching to make sure that something doesn't go wrong.
Sure. Yeah, that would make sense because people F with them all the time.
Report filed, according to mom, and the teenagers were able to get away. Yesterday, bombing survivors were giving mixed reactions outside the court after Jeff broke his silence to those that he and his brother affected with the bombings. Victim Scott Weisberg was not convinced by what he had to say.
I don't think it was genuine, but that will say otherwise and change my impression of him or what.
Victims also had the opportunity to speak directly towards him. Rebecca Gregory, the one who's getting the most attention, she lost and was actually the speak, saying, "We are Boston strong, we are America strong, and choosing to met terrible idea." So how's that back statement?
So he gets transferred at some point to Terre Haute, Indiana.
Where McVeigh was.
Yeah. McVeigh, Robert Reed is there. Reed, the underwear or the shoe, whichever one Reed was, the other one is also there.
The bomber is? Or is that?
Oh, because they're all there.
Yeah.
That almost seems to, and they say it's a miserable horror, which you hope it is.
Years of appeals now.
But, decades. Decades of. But you know what? And yeah, I get it. And it's the 20th day, and you're in your cell, and it's the worst people ever, and you're in Terre Haute, Indiana. However, isn't there a part of you that just put them in Gen Pop somewhere and see what happens?
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's a bad existence. Give you all the freedom in the world. In prison.
Right.
You get all the freedoms.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, are you doing the Pennsylvania wedding brawl?
This past weekend, I saw all the mugshots. Wasn't it all over? Wasn't it like a 14-year-old that got hammered? Is where things started to go really badly.
There, yes, a 14-year-old was blitzed. Got into it with the 14-year-old's mom
for like being a bad parent.
Yeah. And then the 14-year-old's parent was like, "Excuse me," and swung. And then that started to. But when you get to the details of the story, this is in Berks County. So you read, by the end of the night, seven people, including the 31-year-old groom Nicholas Papoutsis. So seven people total were arrested on various charges of disorderly conduct and public drunkenness. Okay, that's a lot of people to get arrested at a wedding. Five cops from six. What the hell? How bad was that fight? And two people were treated for alcohol, 14-year-old and the bride.
Somebody was going after the mom, saying, "What the hell are you doing letting your 14-year-old get hammered?" Well, mom just hauled off and punched
the person right in the face.
Yeah.
What do we do? Hey, nothing.
A doppelganger.
Wait, let me see. No.
Yeah, I just saw that guy, Leonsis. You were talking about
That's not me.
Hashtag doppelganger gang. Hashtag tintgate.
Now, the Jacksonville Pop guy's a close second.
Okay, what? You know what? I have a very common look. That, first of all, I can't believe 16 different departments had to send cops. That's ridiculous. How ugly did that feel? Like, honestly, like, tables had to be going, like, it had to full brawl. I don't know how many people were at the wedding. Yeah, it started when the 14-year-old scolded the boy's mom, the teen guzzled beer at the reception. Responded with a punch to that woman's face. As the two women started to brawl, a third wedding guest tried to break it up. And then punched him in the face. By the time the cops arrived, everywhere. Cops said, we went there with the intent of telling everyone to leave and go home. But that didn't. Instead, the groom's to a duel.
Dance.
Stunned drunk guest twice with a taser. When he tried for entering the banquet hall and officer's groin. Sorry.
What?
Can I ask you this, though? Let's say we're all at a wedding.
Yeah.
And there's somebody there who's getting their 14-year-old hand in anything. And everybody in this room's a parent.
No. Tyler?
I'm saying a lot behind their back. Behind their face.
So I'm the only responsible person.
Oh, okay. You're full of it.
I'm not going to be aggressive, but I'm going to tell them I don't think that's a responsible behavior.
Sure you would.
Not a word.
You're
not a word.
You are elbow deep in that open bar.
I'm telling the kid, hey, grab me one, bro. Grab me one.
Also had to be treated for alcohol poisoning.
15-year-old. Dude, and you know that with all the fights, I bet the chuppah came down. Ugh. The floor.
They let you take it off for the mugshot. Or did it? That's you. That's it.
All right, go ahead.
Mushrooms may be the new to the Chinese. Lings have properties that could help you drop a couple of pounds, according to researchers who first diet. Also gave them a mushroom extract at the end of the 2-month test.
Mushrooms? Not is this like you in college?
No, not like magic mushrooms.
Like these are like real,
regular mushrooms. Just because it works for mice, though, work for humans. You still have to eat and get your regular exercise, too. We should hear more about this case later on. Tits were angry that some topless pictures were taken at a Maryland playground the other night. I guess they swooped in and did it Tuesday evening. Get bad, and they figured out the kids there at that point, but somebody called and complained because, hey, they put a shirt on.
Some woman was out there taking
the pictures. She was posing for the pictures. Somebody else
was taking them.
Taking the pictures. Complaint department they were investigating. Sources now saying that Tom Brady and the Patriots shouldn't expect a ruling from Rob Lee mid-July. Apparently some post-hearing briefs due next week, and he'll still need some time to read what he is going to rule. NHL awards last night in Las Vegas. Carey Price away with 4 trophies, including the Vezina for best goalie and the Hart Trophy as the league's MVP. Also, the NHL releasing their schedule later on today. Nat O's lost to the Red Sox to win. Starting this evening, NBA from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The Timberwolves will be picking first. And sports.
What's the next best thing to new? Certified used from McGeorge. Right now, we're offering incredible deals for Atlantic's largest selections of certified pre-owned vehicles, including 2014 LEs starting at just $14,000. 2014 Toyota Camry LEs starting at just $15,683. Vehicles for under $16,000. Just tax, title, tags, and $595 processing fee. Plus, special 2-point financing is available with approved. And every vehicle is backed by the McGeorge Certified Vehicle Promise, which gives maintenance for life, 1 year of free, and a 6-month pre-owned guarantee. So if you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle you can trust, hurry into the McGeorge Certified Sales Center at 7070 Broad Street and McGeorgeToyota.com. McGeorge Toyota, with over 100,000 customers, we earn your trust every day. Sale ends June 30th.
Elliot in the Morning, XL 102.
To Elliot, 866-235-546. Call me right now. I will give you for WWE Monday Night Raw. June 20th, let's just call that Monday. So this coming week. Still has it. Corey Hart still has it. Come on now, though. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-235-58. Call me right now. Second row seats. WWE's Monday Night.
If you want to attack somebody for playing soccer, how about children?
Yeah!
Now that is boring to watch. You're offside. Some bars are offside.
Sweetheart, the
Tyler, that's your goal.
No, you got to stand up if you play, babe.
No, Tyler. Really, Tyler?
ELIOT. Saisons, IPAs, lagers, and ales all under the sun at RIR Saturday, August 1st. With live performances from People's Blues of Richmond. Prepare yourself and get tickets now at XL102Richmond.com.
Stuck along the shoulder of 295 northbound between Chamberlain and the Hanover-Henrico County line. Crash on Chamberlain at Reading near St. Paul's Catholic Church at Chippenham at Custis Road and Ironbridge at Courthouse Road. From News Radio WRV.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes instead of your alarm.
Sure.
Open the morning. I'll fish coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, that outfit for you. And here's your brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can serve you breakfast. Get an egg McMuffin sandwich with officially brewed McCafe coffee for only $3. Most locations open at 5 a.m. For a limited time, price may vary.
Listen to your taste buds. They got your back. Like when they tell you to get an ice cold Coca-Cola from McDonald's.
And then you realize it's July.
When they tell you to get one more Coke too.
And then the number
of a bro hug right now. But since they don't have hands, a sip of Coke from McDonald's.
Isn't it time you showed your taste buds some love? Enjoy any size Coca-Cola tea from a tea McDonald's for just... May vary.
It's a two-wheel sales event only at Rick Hendrick Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond. You too can be a Hendrick driver by visiting the largest selection of vehicles in any location just a quarter of Broad Street. Over 500 new vehicles and 7,000 free-owned vehicles to choose from. It's great. Get up to 14 grand off Silver, up to 3 grand off Equinox and Terrain, 5 grand off all Malibus, and finance 72 months, grand off all 2015 Camaros, up to 7 grand off Chevy Tahoe, up to 60. Heat up your wallet while saving some cold hard cash. Find new roads online at Hendrick Richmond, Richmond. That's HendrickRichmond.com. Chevrolet Buick GMC in Richmond can be a Hendrick driver.
All discounts based on MSRP. Dealer retains all incentives and rebates. No money down and 13 and finance on Camaros.
With a new spicy tequila mango smothered burrito, we at Qdoba choose to toss out the rule. Sweet and spicy. Flavor raging across a tangy tequila sea. A burst of mango. A wave of smother that knocks you to your seat and makes you say, wow. We unleash the staring at Qdoba. And we choose. So grab your spicy tequila mango smothered.
Roll Summer Series at West Broad Village continues this Saturday at 7 p.m. Tribute Band Cowboy at the Palace Hotel. Plus an array of restaurants offering delicious food too. Visit Facebook.
The home price on Glidden Premium Interior and Exterior Paint. Right now, Glidden Interior starts at just $17.97. So, and walls. And some premium offers fresh color, the best value paint season. Let's do this. For a limited time, get an extra $2 off one gallon of premium interior paint. Home Depot. More saving, more do it. U.S. only.
From the morning building. WWW Washington. WRXL Richmond. ELIOT in the morning. Morning.
Six, 235, 5, 4, 6, 8 in the morning.
Is it me?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
Hey, this is Chris.
Chris, how are you, sir?
Good. How
are
you doing?
I am... Chris, I am going to give you second row seats for Monday night. It's W Raw.
That is awesome.
So I'll put you right there in the second row. Thank Roman Reigns, Randy Orton, and everybody else that'll be there that night. Everybody else, you're Ticketmaster, but if you hold tight, Kaylee will get some info from you, and then you enjoy the wrestling on Monday night, all right?
You will.
Hey, you got it, dude. Hold tight. I realize this is a stupid question. Are you Jones? Are you going on Monday? Yeah. I almost want to go one night with Jones, but I can't.
Why?
No way I'm around.
Nick. Take you like an apprentice and teach.
Because he goes dressed in full. You wear a belt?
Yes.
I'm front row Friday. Tomorrow I will have front row seats for you for Monday night Raw. Also, tomorrow I will have more to send you to see Imagine Dragons and go backstage to meet the band. I still have a pair of tickets to give away later on this morning to go see Roger Waters, Tom Morello, Sheryl Crow, and Billy Corgan. It's all part of the Olympic concert taking place here in D.C. Constitution Hall. So I'll have a pair of tickets today and tomorrow. Again, Facebook, EITM online for information on everything. I finally realized why there was, I know why I like it. Because I know somebody that this happened to. I should say I do. Jackie does. But I know them through Jack. Yeah. But did you see the woman yesterday? This one. I guess she's just stupid. Tyler. She is. So she's in her 20s. She's in her early 20s. In his late 20s. And they're long distance. Which, and by the way, I guess relationships are hard. They're very, very hard. Like, Jackie and I were long distance for a while. The better. And that's rough. Very, very rough. Especially once it gets serious and you're like, okay, I'm not going to date any exclusive. That really made it rough.
Well, yeah. You can probably only see each other a couple times a month.
A couple times a month? No. I was living in New York. She was living in Texas. You don't see each other a couple times a month then.
Like once a month? Even
maybe like once every 2 weeks or something. Give or take. Oh, it's rough. That was really rough. So this one chick, so anyway, she's like 23, 24, let's call it mid-20s, and he's essentially 30. And they're dating long distance. So she ends up seeing a picture at a wedding.
Uh-huh.
And he's in as the groom.
Oh.
Where he's getting married to Nick. She obviously got no idea that he's dating some other dude, right?
Wait, was she snooping?
Somebody posted a picture on him.
And they're friends on Facebook?
Who's that? The two that are dating? Yes, of course.
It's not always the case.
Yeah. No,
I have an account from college. Friends with my wife.
Okay, but you're not active. You don't use it. I don't even have an account. Jackie's probably got all of her pictures up there like crazy. I would have no idea.
Oh, I have meaning to tell you. And send a gift.
So she sees somebody posts a picture on the boyfriend's Facebook page of the boyfriend's wedding to this. She flips out and calls out. By the way, is why this is the greatest girl of all time. So she calls him and is like, what's going on? And he's like, no. That's something I'm doing. We made a movie for how, like, people can find all the bits at school, and one of the benefits are is you find people who have the same interests as you to be your husband or your wife, so you could meet your future graduate school, and so we made a video to kind of represent that. Now, yes, the ones in the wedding video is my ex-girlfriend that I was with prior to you, or that I told you I was with prior to you, and her answer is, okay, greatest girlfriend ever.
Gullible?
Yeah. Because this guy's got a whole other life going, and this girl just go along for the whole ride.
As far as you know,
well,
100%.
No, because some suspicion, doing some kind of,
look that registry up, honey.
No, she went to ask people if rational in doubting him. Like, there's a part of her that thinks, But he tells her all. He even said to her, they were Skyping back and forth with each other. He even said, if I was married, don't you think my wife would be here? If I was going to marry, don't you think that they would have been here? Skype, thank you. She's like, well, you
do it when they're not there.
I love him. Love it. And I think the whole reason that I love it is this happened, not this specific.
Yeah, what's your story?
This happened.
What were the details?
Not even long distance. They were just dating, and all these congratulations messages for this dude. I don't know the dude's name. Is that true? I might. Anyway. Yeah, he married somebody else. They were the girl that and the guy were like, he got engaged.
So he married somebody else, but he went also
to Jackie's friend.
Did he travel a lot for work?
Yeah.
How did he pull that off? It sounds like it was right under her nose.
Oh, it was.
As you say, on the nose.
It was right. I mean, it went on right before. She had no idea. She had no clue.
So what happened on it?
Oh, he was like, yeah. I mean, he was busted. He was just like, yeah.
The video that the college is.
Yeah, no, far better girl than the girl that Jackie knows, because the girl that Jackie knows, like, she's in the middle of, like, breaking up. This girl is like, oh, well, he made a nice little film. No, because this girl's more gullible. I like her.
This is such a silly question. You started hers. Is it definite that he got married?
Let's see. There was a frame family picture in one of the photos. I'm actually wondering whether it had been taken for a ride, which is crazy.
I mean, obviously, this does happen.
This happens all the time. All the time.
Break and working on things.
Okay. Well, he was working on something.
Yeah.
Had you two been intimate?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we were still, like, seeing each other at least, like, once a month or so.
You guys were still trying to work things out and stuff.
Yeah, no, he was definitely, like, with the both of us for, I would say, a year and a half. I mean, he was playing the both of us. He had her in Baltimore and me in D.C., so, I mean,
What did you, like, you found the registry, what did you say to him?
Well, he tried to call him something, took him, like, a good hour to Ireland, and then, you know, it was just one excuse, one lie. You know what, like, good rip, you're happy. I didn't try to, like, do anything vindictive or ruin the wedding or anything. Like, I just kind of let it go. I just kind of chalked it up to, like, hey, at least I'm not the one who has to be anyway.
You know what? That's a good way to look at it. That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Scale of 1 to 10, how was the sex?
He had to.
All right, very good. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have you been? That's a no. All right, sorry, I shouldn't have asked. I shouldn't have asked.
Pretty bad sitter, not one
date. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked, Paclin.
All right,
I love you.
I love you, too.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Why? What was wrong? I was good on that.
I appreciate her calling.
Yeah, no.
If you're not the Elliot tint gate, but if you're the listener tint gate, you need to call also.
Oh, damn it. Okay, this one good. Hey, are you there?
Hi, this is me?
Yeah. Apparently, I'm calling you Dog Facebook Girl.
Okay, you can call me Jen.
Okay, yes. I don't know who he is.
Oh, mine's better than the last person.
Okay, don't judge. Don't judge.
I mean...
Okay, go ahead.
So, I was casually seeing someone, dating someone for about 2.5 months, and I decided to add him on Facebook, and then part of his friends... six people on the side.
Right.
It was a dog, and it had his name recognized. His last name made another last name. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked the dog's page, and every single dog was tagged with him, girl. And I looked at her page, and it's a him. Like, it has her engagement photos up, and the ring, and then... When you Google their name comes up and up in her grandma's obituary.
Oh, poor grandma.
So then I asked him about it, and he said yes, he was engaged. He had been dating her.
12! And wait, how long did you say you were with him? 2.5 months?
Yeah, just like 2.5 months.
Oh, well then you just, period. Whatever. Had you guys been intimate? A lot?
Yeah. He lived out of town.
It's one of those, whenever you would see him, like, you guys would just, like, rabbits all weekend.
He was coming to me, like, spending the weekends with me and giving me gifts. And when I confronted him, he didn't leave me alone.
Right.
So eventually I messaged the fiancé.
Oh, dude! What for?
because he wouldn't leave me through emails and ever.
Delete.
And then
no recourse.
She never responded. And then and age.
When's the wedding?
Yeah, that's oh. an excuse.
God, it's been 12 years. Set a date.
Wait, that was for cheating?
Yes.
Is that a thing?
I don't really want to be with her. We haven't even set a date. But they were still together and had a dog.
Oh, well, maybe you should have stayed.
No!
What? Well, it's, what if it doesn't work out with that dude?
See.
Oh, okay. I have to clear something up with Tyler because I feel like he's misjudging something. The guy, the person we talked to earlier who found out about the funeral, like my mom. Mine showed up at that funeral to tell the wife, the widow, that the husband, the now dead husband, had been having an...
Mea culpa.
Thank you.
Mario.
Thank you, Facebook dog. 97? Oh, that was Packlin's line. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hey, morning.
Hey, what's going on?
She found out on Facebook how she found out the guy's last name was hyphenated.
Right.
Well, I'm a divorced guy, just single and all, and I mean, I don't really care. And I was messing with this girl, like, off and on for 6 weeks that I met on Tinder.
Hey, hold on one second. Your phone just keeps drifting out. I'm going to come right back to you, okay?
I got one more. Wait, one more.
Yeah, that might be it. Hold on one second. Okay. Oh, now the inside of the truck's going to smell like... Morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
This is Aaron.
Oh, hi, Aaron.
Yes. Yes!
Wait, who are you?
Three for three.
Who are you?
I'm Tintgate.
Oh, Tintgate!
Listener, Tintgate. She's like Tammy, too. Tintgate, too.
Wait, what's your real name? I don't want to call you Tintgate.
Aaron.
Okay, Aaron, ahead.
Well, I had about a year, and he was like, I got a new car, and he said, I'm going to get your windows tinted. So he got him tinted, and then about 2 weeks later, my friend saw him driving with another girl in my car.
Right.
He had tinted my car so that he could drive his other girlfriend around. And then I got a ticket for my tent being too dark.
That's the best.
What number was your tent?
Oh yeah, when they pulled you over and checked you?
It was about a 20, I think.
Wait, I'm better or worse?
No, you're worse.
I'm worse. I'm a 14. Damn it. Oh, but you know what that makes me think? They had randos in the car all day and nobody would...
Oh, her friends saw him.
It got darker like mine. So wait, did you break up with that dude?
Oh, yeah. We've been broken up for a while now.
Oh, okay. Were you guys intimate?
We were for a year.
Right, so a lot.
Yeah, that a girl.
All right, very good. I see you, ma'am.
Thanks for making the jump.
Yeah, put the jump into the phone.
Hey, no problem. I do what I can.
All right, very good. All right, let me do this. Let me take... Man's got dirt neck.
In the morning.
Actual Cap Center customer talks about his actual Cap Center experience.
I think Cap Center is the only company that made me feel comfortable applying for a mortgage loan. I was trying to get the lowest rate and Cap get what I wanted rather than forcing me to do what they wanted. The speed of the Cap Center is one of the most important things to me that saved me money in the long run. The people were friendly and the process was easy and I ended up with a mortgage that saved me money. Plus, about the only thing that could have improved the process was maybe a cigar. I'm Richard Morrissey, and I approve this ad.
Well, that makes it official. For zero closing cost move up, visit capcenter.804-968-5000 for a free quote. Important limitations apply based on credit score, loan to value, and other factors. NMLS for Simulant. Get information at NMLS can equal housing lender.
Sandwich in the couch.
Do you know a house cleaner?
Photographer, a good plumber,
a caterer
with a chocolate valve,
thumbtack new pro
to make pipes flow,
clean my chateau
every under the sun, ta-da-da-da-da-da.
Thumbtack helps you hire skilled nursing professionals to accomplish their few questions about what you need, and Thumbtack will send you quotes from the best area. It's never been easier to tackle your... No matter what, your Thumbtack knows a guy. A lot of these guys are actually women, but you get the idea. Oh, and Thumbtack is always looking for more skilled professionals. You check them out. Visit them to get started.
For when you have a Ram 1500, everyone knows the best fishing spots are the ones...
And when you've got a Ram best-in-class 29 miles per gallon highway, you can discover those farm holes before anyone else does. Bad news for fish, great news for you. It's that kind of uncompromising leadership that has more people driving Ram trucks than join us now during the Ram Drive and Discover event. Get 0% for 3 months, plus 3,500 gas-powered 2015 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab and dealer stock prior to February from standard pickup class. EPA estimate highway based on available EcoDiesel V6 4x2 HFE model. Based on escalating total retail sales of calendar years 2009 through 2015. 0% for 3 months, will 1667 from finance for well-qualified buyers regardless of down payment when financed through Chrysler Capital. Residency recovery by June 30th.
When my girl, my five-year plan was, I should have known it. I did not. Just like I really should have known that GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. 5 years. I had no idea they'd been around that long. They also have an agent right here in Richmond. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now I'm single. Know anyone?
GEICO, celebrating over 75 years of great savings and great service.
GEICO has been around for over 75 years. It's time to let you in on another. They save you on motorcycle, RV, and they offer special military and federal discounts. Not to mention the GEICO agency could help you save money on homeowners, but this is no secret. Tell everyone. Be the worst secret keeper ever. Spread it faster than a middle.
To get a free rate quote, go to GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Today's the day you score a perfect 10. Because when you're standing on the edge, ready to wow your kid in the ultimate belly flop contest, you're not worried about hard. Because you went to Walmart and got a six-pack of new Clorox Pool and 1-pound bottles for just $25.99. Algae and dissolves fast. Meaning you can quickly go from pool boy to belly flopper extraordinaire. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
The Home Depot has a new lower price on Glidden Premium Interior and now Glidden Interior starts at just $17.97. So, let's cover more ground and walls and ceiling. It offers fresh color and solid performance. The best value paint at the lowest price of the season. Let's do this. For a limited time, get an extra $2 off 1 gallon interior paint. Only. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Richmond's number one, Elliot in the morning. Two.
That I held before, I won't break it. I don't know what you did, but I just stopped thinking about you every day. No, I can't change time now.
It's Elliot in the morning. Before I get into dirt, thank you to Rick Kalachi for coming in today. Thank you, Brian. They are in the process of bringing the National Pastry of Texas, that's the kolache, to Washington, D.C. If anybody has spent any time in Texas, mostly your Houston, it is the greatest food of all time. Republic kolaching this summer. Go to republic-kolaching.com. And you'll be the first to know the launch date and everything else that you need to know about it. Fantastic. It's savory. You can decide. You can have with sausage and cheese. You can have sausage and cheese and jalapenos. E. Johnson. The bread is perfect. And it's like people will tell you if you get like a cheesesteak, it's all in the roll.
Mm-hmm.
The bread in a kolache is the most important part. Not that you don't give a crap about the insides. The insides are very important. But if the bread's effed up, you may as well go eat a pile of dog crap.
That was my first one. It was awesome.
They aren't they fantastic?
Great.
I can't believe that they don't exist out there. Anyway, kolache.com. Thank you guys very much for. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Brian. Kolaches are awesome. A little taste of home, and if you've never had them before, it'll be brand new to you. Damn good. All right, let's do this. We got to get into some dirt. After that, I am going to tell you to call me, and you will get your go to the music here with Roger Waters, Tom Morello, Sheryl Crow, and Billy Corgan. Big benefit show. They'll be taking place at conference in D.C. But first, let's get into some dirt, please.
That has come down in the last hour ruled that subsidies are available under Obamacare for states that changes. The shortage is that if it didn't go this way, it would have effectively killed Obama's victory for him.
Right.
Just the short, concise version of it. It's a little obviously more involved.
Yeah.
No, that's good. I want it to be like something exciting. But no, that's okay. That, you know what? People's health.
So coming out of France this morning, Courtney Love's hacked by Uber protesters in the French capital today. Demonstrators protesting Uber service that she was riding in. Drivers against Uber drivers have been meeting the police have been coming out with tear gas. According to her tweets, they've ambushed our car and are holding our driver hostage with metal bats. This is Faithful in Baghdad. She, put up a picture of a broken window from the seat. Her vision looked like paid some guys on motorcycles, she said, to sneak us out. Got chased by a mob who threw rocks past two police and they did nothing. So got into a little bit safer area today. It is on ESPN. You also get the series premiere of Tom Papa's new quiz show called Boom.
I want to watch that. You know what? I am going to watch that.
Back tonight, third season premiere of Under the Dome over on CBS. You also get Wayward Pines Club on ABC.
Is Wayward Pines or is Whisper the one that everybody says is really good? Wayward Pines? Is it like creepy? Yeah. I'd start watching that.
Jimmy Fallon has Mark Wahlberg. We'll see if Morrissey does anything fun or if
he'll probably just laugh the
and
whole
walk
time.
Stage. For the first time ever, won in the syndicated show ratings, getting by Wheel of Fortune Judy for the first time ever. They said the audience has been growing ever since Steve Harvey started hosting in 2010.
Dude, people love
it
Steve Harvey.
It is up 33%. That's massive.
I would say Steve Harvey did I don't know how recently it came out. Was it Comedians and Confell?
Yeah.
He was asked if he was afraid of being like oversaturated, or overexposed, or just oversaturation.
Right.
What, oversaturated in money?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like he's worried about that.
No.
Dina Brown last night moved to hospice care as her family is preparing for the inevitable, saying that she is in God's hands now. It was also announced that there is a lawsuit against the man, believed different reports on that angle. That is Nick Gordon, the lawsuit rep, confided to a fit was not the man that she thought he was, and she actually made plans then on January to talk about that. She never made the meeting day that she was found face down.
That looks bad.
So that happened after she and Nick had some sort of loud argument, and then people have been started out. They were raised based together, and then soon Whitney Houston dies. All of a sudden, people are saying it was all just him trying to get in on the fortune.
Right.
He's in North Dakota after shooting his new movie. The scene
How serious?
Well, it depends. His people are fine. Other people are like, no, he had 20 stitches and 13 stead through this window.
That's still good.
So it sounds serious.
That's the karma pissed for me.
Pro wrestler Nicole Bass arrested for shoplifting more than $1,200 worth of goods from a supermarket in Queens, New York.
Who's that?
Nicole Battle-Battley. She was a pretty...
Oh, do you know her?
Well known.
Yeah.
She's been throughout the 90s for her bear hugs.
I don't recognize that name. I'm sorry, that's Nicole?
Yes, that's the one. We also appeared in a handful of these as well. Maybe you recognize her. That's a little bit better picture.
Got it.
Is that more of her from like the... Was she a diva or no?
I don't know her.
Okay.
No, I'm serious.
Really?
She's like a personality outside of wrestling.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt giving birth to a baby boy. His name is Atticus, the second child for she and her husband, Brian. They're going around at Mariah Carey and her new billionaire boy fucking marriage.
No.
Also saying that is not true.
No way.
Sentencing day today for actor Dustin Diamond. Here is Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that's for the stabbing.
Two misdemeanor charges stemming from a barroom stabbing in Wisconsin. First misdemeanor carries a max of 9 months in prison of 90 days. An issue of Women's Health, you see a little video there. Julianne Hough talking to friend Brooke Like begs her.
Yeah,
in the kitchen.
But it's the last thing she wants to do is dance more, but he just begs and begs and begs to learn how to pasa doble.
Yep.
All right, 866 to Elliot, 885-5456. Hey, please, I will give you a pair of tickets for the Music Heels benefit concert with Roger Waters, Tom Morello, Cheryl Crow, and Bill. And call me right now, and the tickets are yours, 866 to Elliot, 866-235-5456.
Ain't name something that has to be licked. All right, moment.
This is XL 102 after Ellie.
Richmond's alternative.
Getting to the top is always what so many people have learned is that when you drive the award-winning Jeep Grand Cherokee or the versatile Jeep Cherokee, the top is just the beginning. Like Grand Cherokee, the most luxurious SUV at 730-mile highway driving range. And the award-winning Cherokee with three available systems and precision-crafted interior. Where you go from the top is entirely one drive and you'll discover why Jeep's to be the best-selling SUV brand. Join us now at the Jeep Drive and Discover event. Well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles get a low mileage lease on the 2015 Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 with the highway driving range for $289 with $24.99 to its signing. Tax board segmentation Summit model based on total SUV sales over the past 12 months in the 2014 Ford's light vehicle segment. Call 1-888-925-Jeep for details. Requires dealer contribution. Lease of Chrysler Capital. 25 cents R30 residency restricted supply. It's a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Chances are you haven't read your car's owner's manual lately. That's okay. Diffy same information as your car dealer to help you understand what your vehicle needs at this point in its life, make or model. From simple light bulb, air filter, or wiper blade replacement to a complete age or serpentine belt replacement, Diffy Lube specializes in automotive preventive maintenance. You never need an appointment. Proudly features high quality Pennzoil motor oil, not just oil, Pennzoil.
17-year-old Billy wanted to put the cute hulking piece of American muscle, but he was missing some tools. AutoZone turned him onto their Lonat. And when that red engine roar, why that starter little starter stash of his turned into a bushy testament to his man. Billy no more. We call him Bill. That's Bill Zone. For free battery testing, let AutoZone help find. AutoZone.
4th of July savings are starting early at Lowe's. Now get a $100 Lowe's gift card on all Charbroil grill purchases, $3.29 and more. Plus percent off select patio collection to beat the rush for great Lowe's. Never stop improving. Gift card offer valid 6/24 through 7/1 via mail-in rebate. Patio offer valid 6/24 through last. See store or Lowe's.com for U.S. only.
Windsimple. 15,000 points earns you a free night at over 7,500 Wyndham Rewards hotels. No tricks. Just Wyndham. Sign up today at WyndhamRewards.com. You've earned this.
Buffalo Wild Wings.